I should probably tell him. Let me put that. We're on the air right now, and I'm going to tweet and talk at the same time, folks. Oh, that's how I go. That's how I roll. Here we go. I don't even have to look at this fucking screen, man. That's how good I am. Here we go. I'm going to go with you dirty bitches. You dirty bitches. http://. I do it all by hand, Tate. I'm a fucking throwback. I drive a manual transmission car, ladies and gentlemen. You know why? Because I'm a fucking man, and a man should know how to row gears, okay?
Can you do three on the tree?
Yeah, I've done that before, but that confuses the shit out of me. A friend had a truck, and I was like, what's going on? Bill Burr has one of those.
Yeah.
He has a three on the tree. For folks at home who don't know what we're talking about, old school trucks especially would have clutches on the floor. Let me just do this commercial quick. We'll talk about cars. The Joe Rogan Experience podcast is brought to you by a bunch of shit that's groovy. Okay, one of them is DeathSquad.tv. If you look at DeathSquad.tv, that's where all the dope kitty cat shirts that Brian designs are for sale. Tate Fletcher's with us today. He is old school OG Death Squad member from the day, son, to the core, in the DNA, kid. You can't extract that shit. Rogan.ting.com is another place you should go. Oh, did I say it? DeathSquad.tv?
Oh, yeah.
Go there, buy the TV. Or buy the TV.
Buy a TV.
Buy a fucking. You can actually through Doug.com. Yeah. Do that. And it's another way Brian makes money. Sneaky little fuck.
It's like buying new shoes.
If you go to Doug.com and order, like if you're going to buy something from Amazon. Amazon has this crazy program where you you don't have to actually go just through Amazon. You can have like a little affiliate link up on your site. So if they want to look at something, they go through your site, and the person who owns the site gets like a little kickback. Yeah. It's kind of nice of Amazon to do. So I think it's a cool thing to support anyway. So Doug.com's a way to do that. We're also brought to you by Ting. Ting is the mobile company that I've been talking about for a while. They have been sponsoring us on a kind of an on and off basis. Just to try it out, and it's been working out well. And the reason why it's been working out well is because you guys are responding to what they're selling, and it's a great service. There's no contracts, right? The way Ting has it set up, you can like you could have a whole family on the same amount of time. There's like if you don't use a certain amount of minutes per month, like if you're allotted X amount of minutes and you don't use them, you get credited them on the next month. It's as fair a company as you can get. There's no cancellation fees. There's no contracts. And they use the Sprint network. So it's a solid network. They just do it in a way that I just think is like it's a smarter move ethically. Like they're not trying to rip anybody off. They're not trying to lock you into some stupid ass fucking contract. Like why should it be even legal that you can tell me that I have to be with you even though you suck? Or if I want to leave, I have to pay a fee. Yeah. Fuck you. That's terrible. And these guys don't do that. And that's what I love about Ting. I think it's a fucking cool company. It's probably a CIA front. It's probably what it is I'm selling some fucking recording devices and GPS track. No, I'm not, folks. I fucking talked to the guy on the phone. He seems like he's totally legit. The phones they have are the shit, too, by the way. I like that. Let's keep doing that in commercials and make it more exciting. Shocked me, Brian. The phones they have are excellent. The one that I got is a Samsung Galaxy S3. It's fucking dope. I have not committed to it as my main phone over my iPhone, mostly because I have to move the contacts and everything. But I'm just going to say this. It shits all over the iPhone. It shits all over the iPhone. It's fucking... That Samsung Galaxy S3 is the shit. It's huge! First of all, you get used to looking at web pages on that big thing, and you don't ever want to go back to an iPhone. You're like, it's so stupid. I could browse the web and actually read a website instead of scrolling to the left and scrolling to the right and just trying to fit it all in like a fucking caveman. With that Samsung Galaxy S3, you can see the whole screen. They have a bunch of other cool smartphones, too. There's like a wide variety of phones. And they even have, like, if you're like old school flip phone dude, they got one of those things, too, man. You can, a lot of dudes, even Dana White. Dana White goes, he rocks old school. He rocks a flip phone. And he texts with one thumb. Dude is weird. But that's all possible on Ting. All sorts of different LG, mostly Droid smartphones, though. And ones that have excellent ratings online, too. If you go to like any of the tech sites, CNET, along those lines, and check out some of the reviews on some of these phones, a lot of them are like really badass, especially the Galaxy S3. So go to rogan.ting.com, and if you sign up for service, you save $50 off the price of a phone. whoa, can you believe that shit? We're also brought to you by Onnit.com. That's Alpha Brain. That's my that's the one thing that I talk about on this podcast probably more than anything as far as like sponsorships that have really worked for me is this the idea of bottling up the best nootropics. I'm a big fan of nutrition and health, and I'm a big fan of supplementation too. And I think that there are absolutely certain supplements that it can enhance the way your brain functions. Just like caffeine can pick you up and give you a little boost and give you some energy, just like a lot of different nutrients can have a positive effect on athletic performance, there are certain compounds that have been shown to clearly have a positive effect on your brain's ability to function, your ability to rattle off sentences, your ability to recall things that you need to remember. They're nutrients that help to enhance your brain's ability to produce neurotransmitters. All of it can be explained in way more detail than me because I'm a fucking idiot and I don't really know what I'm saying. The things that I'm saying, it's like I'm saying the right words in the right order, but what am I saying really? I don't know. I really don't know much about neurotransmitters. If you told me where's the neurotransmitter factory in the brain? I'm like, I don't know the plumbing. I don't know where the light switch is. I don't know shit. But I know when I take Alpha Brain, first of all, I have insanely vivid dreams. That is the one thing that seems – nothing seems universal, which I found really fascinating about this experience getting involved with a vitamin company, is nothing's universal. There's some people that just do not respond to a lot of different things, or their sensitivity is different than yours, or I don't know, or their body's different. There's no doubt about it. Look, some people can eat peanuts and they love them. Some people eat peanuts and they're fucking dead. Some people can eat shellfish and they love them. Some people eat shellfish and they're fucking dead. It's weird. You know, it's like food for one person is literally poison for the next. So our bodies are not the same. And because of that, to make sure that no one ever feels ripped off, one of the things we have it on it is a 100% money-back guarantee on the first 30 pills. You don't have to return the product. You just say, the shit is not for me. It doesn't work for me. But that's the way it's set up that way is for two reasons. One, to ensure you that we're not trying to rip anybody off, that everything we sell is something that I personally stand behind. My livelihood is not dependent on this. This is like some extra money that sponsors the podcast for some shit that I really believe in. That's how I look at it. But if I had nothing to do with this, I would still be raving about this shit. Because every one of the different supplements, whether it's Shroom Tech Sport, which is based on the cordyceps mushroom that helps, it gives you endurance. All these things are based on real science, and it's all stuff that I would take if I had nothing to do with this show. Go to JoeRogan.net and check it out. We also now have kettlebell. Don't do that. Now you went over the line. You fucksy. That's the story of your life. That little commercial.
You have to get a fart. You became
really confusing. You just fucking marred the message.
I had to get a fart.
Why? You're bored?
I was bored.
Well, don't stop. You got to think this is a job, stupid. It's not, you know, you're actually supposed to be doing something. I can't even sit here for 2 minutes. I got to make fart noises. I can't take it. How ADD are you?
I just wanted to keep on hitting the monkey one.
How awesome is your job? You can get it confused and be like, I'm going to go into farts because I'm bored.
Yeah.
Well, people at the bank aren't doing that.
I don't see that there's any other way to do this job. So, Onnit.com, get yourself some kettlebells. That's the newest thing we have. We have packages, all sorts of different packages of different kettlebells. They're the best quality. They're made by Troy, and they will survive the apocalypse, and you will not. They will be here when new civilizations will find these fucking bowling balls made out of steel with a handle on them. Onnit.com. Use the code name Rogan. You'll save 10% off all supplements, but you won't save shit off of kettlebells or battle ropes because them shits is expensive, yo. Them shits is very expensive, but all the supplements. And we got more stuff coming. So that's it, you fucking freaks. This weekend, I'm in North Carolina. I am in Raleigh, North Carolina on Friday, and I am in Asheville, North Carolina on Saturday. If you're interested, go to my Twitter page and it'll have all the details. My Twitter page is Joe Rogan. All right, fucking freaks. Tate Fletcher's here. Brian Redband, cue the music.
Joe Rogan Podcast, check it out.
The Joe Rogan Experience.
Train by day, Joe Rogan Podcast by night, all day.
Dude, this bulletproof coffee that you brought here. Yeah. Explain this. Tate Fletcher, OG gangster of the death squad from day one.
From day one.
From day one.
Kicking the
push
door
up
in.
To that thing.
All right.
Yeah. With a crazy beard. How much?
Yeah, you got to, for folks who are just listening to this, Tate's rocking a beard that looks like it's glued on. It looks like the fake Rick Ross's beard.
Yeah,
like they were talking
it
about.
Does. You got carpet.
I love how you differentiate the fake Rick Ross.
Well, you got to. Because everybody.
Freeway Rick Ross.
Yeah. Freeway Rick Ross, if you haven't listened to those episodes of my podcast, please do it just for your own edification because it's a fascinating scenario. Guy was a big time drug dealer. His name was Freeway Rick Ross. He went to jail. I mean, they had a Freeway Rick Ross task force in the LAPD. His drug sales were a part of the Iran-Contra gate, all that. Yeah. His drug sales were what's funding foreign militaries. That's where they were getting the money from. The CIA, and this is all part of how Gary Webb exposed this in a book, and Michael Rupert, who was a LA Police Department narcotics officer, exposed it. Yeah, I mean, so this guy, Freeway Rick Ross, was a part of this. He was a huge drug dealer, making millions and millions of dollars, right? Just crazy, crazy money. Drove around in a hearse, you know, like drive around like station wagons and shit. So like no flashy, no bling, just kept it on the DL and just raking in the cash. Meanwhile, the dude couldn't even read, okay? Goes to jail, learns how to read, becomes a lawyer, finds a hole in his fucking, in his three strikes thing, and gets out. So while he's in jail, some dude is calling himself Rick Ross, and he's a big fat guy who used to be a corrections officer.
No way.
A corrections officer is pretending that he was this big-time drug dealer, Rick Ross. So now Rick Ross gets out of jail, and he's trying to sue them. He's trying to, but he's like going to battle. They're going to, the record companies are going to battle with him over his own real name.
That's awesome.
It's insane. This is a movie, Tate Fletcher. This is not a real world. This is not a real.
Awesome.
This world is not real. Just because you can touch it and move it around, this motherfucker's fake. There's no way that's possible. In 2012, there's no way that should be possible. Some guy could be a corrections officer.
I like it that he's like that every one of his raps, is there a rap that he has that's not about shooting somebody or having a pound of blow?
Yeah, it's all about hustling.
He's crazy.
But how about the fact that he's got Rick Ross tattooed on his fingers? He's got Rick Ross tattooed.
I haven't looked at the man that closely.
Dude, he's got another man's name tattooed on his fingers, and that other man is out of jail now because he's smart. That other guy's a real bad motherfucker.
Right.
He's not some fake fat guy who knows how to make shit rhyme.
That's
like,
awesome.
Wow. It's a crazy story, man. It's a really weird story.
How long did you spend with him?
We did two podcasts with him. And he came back, and we could do 100 more, man.
He
had some stories, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's still fighting it in court. Very nice guy, man.
Has he got money?
No. He's barely getting by. But I guess he could make money doing like interviews or doing like seminars or something like that. But I think he's trying to do it more for like real benefit, man. He's like doing a lot of different speeches for young kids and telling his story and trying to offer inspiration. Because the dude went to jail. He didn't even know how to read. He was a tennis player, like a really badass tennis player. And in learning how to play
Vanessa
tennis.
Vanessa Williams' uncle.
He was a really good tennis player, but he couldn't read, so he couldn't go to college. So it's like he could never
He's
got to
get a screenplay.
I'm sure they must have something going on. We actually talked to him about it. We said Too Short had to play it. Too Short looks just like him, I'm telling you.
Really?
He's taller than Too Short, but he has Too Short's face. It's kind of crazy. Or maybe Denzel Washington could play him. Mm-hmm. He could fucking play anybody, right?
He's badass, man.
Yeah. You did a movie with him?
Yeah, just got off.
What is it?
It's called Two Guns. It's him and Mark Wahlberg, and our crew is all Navy SEALs, and then we split from Wahlberg. He was one of our crew, and then we go to kill them, and the movie's us hunting them, basically.
What do you feel like when if you were a real Navy SEAL and you saw these crazy like missing in action type movies and shit where people do ridiculous stuff? What the fuck does it
you know
like?
What's crazy, dude, on films is that all those guys, the producers and directors, they're like, we need this to look real. We need this. We want it to be authentic. Until it's the day to shoot it, and then they're like, okay, we're going to flip the car over 16 times, and you're just going to you're gonna push it off, and you'll just push out and roll, or something that's ridiculous, you know? And there's a lot of that just none of it matters. It's all a suspension of belief, you know?
Yeah. There's a certain amount of that you do in a movie, though, and I lose level 10.
Right.
I can never get to level 10 in your movie.
You know what, though, dude? Is like you look at American Kickbox or something as an MMA fighter, you look at that and you're still like, awesome, and he's dipping his fucking gauze in glass and shit. You're like, rad.
Right, but it's never going to kick. I don't think. Was that just called Kickboxer? Yeah, it was just the Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
I think when you get to a certain, you have to suspend disbelief like that, you're never going to hit like that Godfather level.
Right.
You know, you see like the Godfather, you watch that movie, and go, God damn, they nailed that motherfucker.
Yep.
The way they choked that dude in the restaurant, the murders looked real, everything. There was no sensationalizing. There was exactly as much gore as you would see if you were in the periphery.
Right.
You felt like you were in the experience.
Yep.
They weren't bullshitting you at all.
Yep.
So by the time, when you get out of that movie, you're like, whoa. Same thing as like Apocalypse Now.
Forever.
Yes, those movies hold up.
Or The Deer Hunter.
Perfect example. Oof. Perfect example. What a crazy ass movie that was.
Yeah.
And they had to take the deer with one shot. That was their thing.
Well, they're all getting tortured with the Russian roulette and all that
shit. Oh my God.
Fuck me.
The Russian roulette scene with Christopher Walken, that is one of the most intense scenes in any movie of any era.
Yeah.
Even today, if that movie came out today, it would 100% hold up. Like maybe a little bit of the music was probably a little corny.
Well, you look at what's out there today that doesn't look.
Maybe not.
Have you seen Expendables 2?
No.
Talk
I saw
about
one.
It's a 9mm shooting you in the head, and your head vaporizes. It's like that kind of Kill Bill shit. And you're like, why are we doing that right now? Like, how about we don't do that?
See, I'm a hypocrite though because I like Avengers type shit.
Yeah.
I like superhero type shit, but I know it's bullshit. You know, it's like I like that too. But I don't like this mishy-mashy, like, halfway shit where you're pretending it's a real movie, but some nonsense happens. And how come this dude could beat everybody up so easy? Like, what's going on there? You know, these guys, you're making these guys look like skilled fighters, and this guy's just taking them out.
Did you see Batman?
No.
Man.
I didn't see it. I was going to see it, but that whole Colorado shooting thing kind of fucked
scared?
With me. No. Fuck you, man. I thought, well, definitely if I was there, I'd be scared. But I don't think I could watch it without thinking what those people were thinking.
I didn't think of those people at all.
I'm going to get it on Blu-ray and wear my shoes in bed.
Just in case you got to run? Yeah. You felt the same way, right? Like
I just, I'd barely go to the movies, so I don't know.
It had to hurt the box office of that movie.
Oof.
It had to. That's a terrible thing to think of.
That
is all they would think of. But it also like highlighted how you could have 300 million people living together, but it's so rare that something like this pops off. To me, it was a disgusting, horrible, sad event. But when I really analyzed the facts, I was like, man, we get along way better than people give us credit
for.
It's
true. Everybody's armed. Everybody's hammered drunk. Or what, you know what I mean? It's like there's all that shit going on. There's all these variables, and people are vying for the same job. People aren't doing very well, and still, people aren't getting axed every day. It's not like it was back in the '90s in LA where there's shootings on the freeway and shit. You know?
Yeah. It's, even back in the '90s, it's like we have more access to the news now, like from everywhere. Anything that's bad from anywhere, we get real quick. So we get a real distorted perception of what interacting with human beings is like, because the model that we're dealing with is 300 million people, which is just crazy that you would take individual episodes out of that and try to apply it to like what the world is actually like. Because it's just too many. The numbers are just too people don't really know what the fuck 300 million is. But you couldn't see it. If what 300 million is, if you got everybody in front of you, just in this country that lived, there would literally be, you could stand on top of like a mountain and you would see nothing but people till the horizon.
Right.
Like, that's an insane amount of people.
Yep.
And they're making some shit choices. And they're coming over to your house and they're fucking putting some drugs on aluminum foil and lighting it up in front of you. And you're like, what the fuck are you doing? Disrespectful. Lighting up fucking crystal meth in front of you.
Even with nice tits. That's
even
disrespectful.
Well, it's just like, whoa. What kind of craziness are you running here?
What do you think about all that? Like, now we don't have as much outward violence like that, but you look at right now what's happening, and it seems like it seems like prison is a template for shit. And it's like, we're gonna make sure blacks, Mexicans, white people don't get along, and we're gonna control the population that way. And you look now, like 20, 30, 40 years later, like down the road, And even now, we like within the Republican Party, or what, like people are hating each, like there's more division. The more divisions that are created, the more easily controlled people are.
You know what, man? I think that's just human nature. I think people are insecure, and they're always going to hate on the other team. It's like part of our DNA. It's part of our DNA to look at Mexicans and go, oh, that's not me. And look at you know, a white guy that looks exactly like you, like, that's my guy. And look at a black guy, like, ooh, I can't trust him. It's like that's another team. Like it's hard out there. And the best way to get through this shit is we form groups, and we have loyal motherfuckers that are down with us. Fuck right. everybody else, right? And that's what people sort of they gravitate towards that. And when you gravitate towards that, it's like you're always going to have conflict. But it's like there's a lack of enlightenment.
Yeah, isn't that a broken construct?
I think there's a lot of people capitalizing on human nature, and that's what they're doing. They're making a fuckload of money off of prisons, and they're making a fuckload of money off of making sure that these areas are not rehabilitated, so they have a steady supply of people to keep. That, I think that's absolutely true.
A buddy of mine, his brother, does like big, like if you got $20 million, he'll do your mutual funds and set up your portfolio and all that shit. And I ask him, where's all the real money going? Where are people really looking to put loot? And he says, in the correction system, in prisons.
Jeez.
And those are the futures. Jesus. And that's fucking kind of, it's a little crazy. But it makes sense then also, you look, we're going to go to war with the Mexican immigrants that are coming in, and we're going to need to house them now. And so we're putting, like, ever since the 90s when they started doing privatized prisons, that became a cash cow for people. And so every bed, so we need longer sentences. Pot, we're never really going to get really legal because most of those fucking people that are in these victimless crimes are in prison for drugs like that. Shit that doesn't matter.
And when you find out that corrections officers have unions and the unions lobby to keep things,
huge.
It's crazy.
Or that IKEA gets their furniture made by guys that are making 12 cents a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
In prison.
Like, holy.
Yeah. That's slavery.
Fuck.
If that's not slavery, you tell me what is.
Yep.
Oh, this guy fucked up, so now he has to be a slave. It's not that you're trying to protect society from him and rehabilitate him. It's like, nope, now you work for pennies.
Yep.
Now you work. I mean, it's really nuts. You know, those Foxconn people, they're rioting right now. There's one of the Foxconn factories. It's like a 2,000-person riot going on.
Jesus.
They've blacked it off from the Chinese version of Twitter. They've, like, deleted images. Like, they're suspending accounts and trying to, like, delete everyone's accounts of it. Because they can get into the internet and they can delete shit in China. They can, like, just delete your websites, which basically they can do here, too. Now, the government has already done that.
Isn't that what they're trying to do with SOPA and websites. All those kinds of things?
Yeah, they want to have more and more power to be able to do that. But in China, what they're doing right now is it's stopping dissent because there's a gigantic – this is the reason why this shit is dangerous in America. And we for whatever reason, we accept it and we think it's okay. It's no big deal. Hey, if you're not putting anything bad on the internet, you shouldn't worry about it. But that's what's ridiculous is when people have power over you, they fucking almost always abuse it. If you go back to the Stanford prison studies and they did it with college students, they had college students pretend to be prisoners and prison guards. People with power abuse.
It's inside of like a day.
Inside a day.
Yeah, it's like no time at all.
And these are just college students in a simulation.
Yep.
And that is just – you can't have it that way. You can't have people to be able to take down the internet. The internet has to stay free because if it doesn't stay free, then you're not going to be able to squash – You're not going to be able to get rid of really corrupt governments. Like the reason why all these people in Egypt, all these people in other parts of the world, they're having these rallies against their corrupt government is because they're able to communicate with each other.
Right.
So we're assuming that our people that are in power are always going to be fair and always going to be just and always going to be loyal to the good of the American people. But we've already seen through Nixon, we've already seen through the evidence of shit that was passed. That's not the case. So
well,
that's not the
in
case.
In Iran, the only way that they were able to mobilize the resistance there was through Twitter.
Yeah.
That was, and they blacked out everything else.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that was free and clear for them. And then that went on to Spain and the indignados that started off the revolution there, to Syria, to Egypt.
And that's
Egypt,
going right now.
To all
you see
that.
It on the news right now.
Yep.
Today.
And then even just now what happened with Occupy Wall Street. They fucking got a couple hundred people they arrested. Even though if you listen to mainstream media, they say, no, that shit's dead. It's like, well, how come you arrest 200 fucking citizens that just wanted to go and talk about how come the banks are fucking us?
The real situation is that this system is broken, and they're just trying to like glue it, keep like taping it together as it's falling apart. They're like putting tape, and it's wrong. No, we got it. In order to have it, we're gonna have to take some rights away to keep this fucking thing up.
Yeah.
And they'll glue the top of it up there. It's, you know, it's a broken ass system, and some mathematical genius, first and foremost, has to come up with a way of distributing, like to distributing taxes, and a way of figuring out what money really is based on and what money really is. To have something, it has to be based on something. It has to be some sort of resources, whether it's oil and gas or coal or wood, or money has to be based on something. It has to equal X amount of something, because right now it's just chaos. And because of the fact that it's just chaos, it's like people are manipulating it and doing all kinds of wacky shit with it. And you can move things up and down and move them all around. And the idea of stocks and dividends and banking, there's like a whole economy based on gambling that other businesses are going to fail.
It's shitty.
It's insane. It doesn't even make any sense.
Well, it's like I listened to Granholm, who was the governor of Michigan, and she was talking about states and incentives, and people have so much surplus money to bring in Dell computers or whoever to start businesses so we can have 5,000 new jobs in Michigan, whatever the deal is. She says, but that whole construct is built and based upon that Ohio doesn't do well then.
Right.
It's all built on taking – and Texas has really great incentives, so they get a lot of – like, and so that's a – for if – for a national construct, that's fucking horrible. We've got to have states doing – and then if you look globally, it's like I need Mexico and Cuba to do poorly for United States. Like, it's like that whole consciousness has to shift in a way.
Yeah, well, we got to figure out a way, first of all, to the idea that there's – this is going to sound really crazy, but we can't have countries. It doesn't make any sense. You can't say that just because you were born on this patch of dirt, you can't make your way over here where there's opportunity. Because isn't that what being a fucking human and a society developing is all about? A developing society is a society that wants everyone to have an opportunity to do better. Yeah. Everyone.
Yeah.
It doesn't just mean the people that were lucky enough to be born in California. What about the people that are born in South America? They should be able to come here. And it's going to fuck things up for a while. But it will balance out eventually, and the benefit would be the entire human race if it's handled by brilliant people, if it's handled by true humanitarians, if it's handled
altruism.
True altruism.
Yep.
If the people at the top of government really were explaining to everyone that we have to think about the future of the human race. And in order for the human race to grow at the top, it has to also grow at the bottom. It can't have a rotten foundation. And that's essentially when you deal with these parts of the city where there's no getting out, man. You're fucked. Like this Rick Ross story. 28 years old, can't fucking read. You know, like, how did he get through high school? What happened to this poor fucking guy? That we got that rotten system has to somehow or another be fixed.
The thing you're talking about, too, there's not – when you say it'll be fucked up for a while, it's like there's not like a epic downside.
Yeah.
It's like everybody will be fed, clothed, and taken care of.
Yeah.
But where we're going now, that's not fucking happening. Those divisions are getting greater and greater. And it's like at the same time, if there's no separation between you, me, the dude in India, or the fucking pot that he's fucking trying to make with his hands.
Yeah.
Like, and we're all the same shit. Like, those divisions hurt me.
Yeah, they definitely hurt us. And there could be reconstruction money, just like there's reconstruction money in Iraq. There's reconstruction money in Iraq. They could make money by, first of all, hiring excellent counselors. They could fucking set up businesses where these kids can be trained in, like, trades and shit, where you can set them up where they always have a place to sleep, so nobody is ever threatened. Their life is never threatened. They're never scared. Like, if you can't go to your neighborhood, you can't come home, like, you can come here. This motherfucker is guarded 24 hours a day. We have, you know, armed cops here. We have plenty of food. Come on in. Yep. And there's no shame in this, and we're just going to have to ask you to contribute a little bit. You come in here and you use a bed. Maybe you got to wash a couple of dishes, or maybe you got to put some stuff away, or maybe, you know, real simple. Now you don't have to work all day. Maybe put in 20, you know what I mean? Like, have it set up so somebody gets a value for what they do, and then have people who can teach them shit.
Because that's the same shit with the welfare system.
Yes.
Is that you give it to them, nobody values that shit. And so they don't feel that merited. They feel lower self-esteem. That, you know what I mean? The whole shit cycles. But what you're talking about is the people that were in power had a desire to do that.
Yeah.
Right now you can look in somebody's ass in prison and it's the richest drug community ever. And they talk about, we don't want drugs in the, really? You don't?
Because
you're thriving off of
you're looking in people's asses.
By making my mom scared by putting more public money into fucking the DEA.
Yeah. You, it's a weird situation. It's like, it's totally illogical. Like, if you look at the way human beings have set up our society and the way we treat, like, impoverished neighborhoods and the way we deal with ridiculous laws and, not, you know, laws of victimless crimes where people, right. like, rot away in jail yep. for the dozens of, you know, pages upon pages of cases, even recently of people going to jail for long stretches under questionable yep. circumstances. And there's just stories where people were set up by government agents. That's the other thing you have to think about is like when you're working for the DEA or you're working for the FBI, like you've got to arrest people. You got to bust crime. You got to actually get things done. And one of the ways to get things done is to talk someone into doing some crime. Talk them into doing some crime and then arrest them.
Yeah.
And that's not illegal. And that's crazy because you could talk people into sucking your dick. You could talk people into jumping in front of trains. Especially you could talk junkies. A whole bunch of people into killing themselves because a fucking comet's coming yeah. and there's a UFO behind it. You could talk people into anything.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that a smart cop who makes a living being an undercover agent, so that means a person who thrives under pressure, is really good at lying and manipulating yeah. people. Really good at lying and manipulating people enough so that he can hang around with the enemy and they think he's one of them. You tell me this guy can't talk someone into doing some shit that they would never do? Of course he can. So he's essentially creating crime and then arresting people for doing right. that crime. That's
they insanity. Pay people to keep doing crime.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was a kid, I worked for this guy, and he crossed a couple state lines or something. He ended up doing about 9 years behind it. But the way he got set up and pinched was because his cousin worked for the police, and they'd give him blow. And they would fucking go and say, just stay in the game, just stay in. And so there's a bunch of dudes that are just pieces of shit that are like, they're like, stay in the game. And look, you know, so he's selling dope. They know that he's doing all kinds of crime, but he's going, hey, Lyle, I need to get two keys from you. And then he's like, yeah, come on over. And he comes over. Next thing there's a door kicker in. And Whoa. And so it's like that shit happened. Like, and that's just little shit that I know from my personal life from fucking 20 years ago.
But
it's like, what's really going on right. on big level? It's like,
come on. Now, people would not want to believe that that is the case, but that's right. what happened with Whitey Bulger. When I was a kid really? And I lived in Boston, Whitey Bulger was the scariest guy in Boston. He was the number one gangster in Boston. You were talking about a guy who won the lottery twice.
Irish crime boss.
Yeah.
yeah.
He won the lottery twice. Yeah. I mean, if that's not just ruthless.
Yeah.
That motherfucker won the lottery twice. I mean, he was just a straight criminal, okay? He killed a bunch of people. And turns out he was working for the FBI the whole time. So the FBI would give him information. He would kill people. The FBI would okay it.
So that's like The Departed.
Yeah,
it's like Jack Nicholson's
exactly.
character.
Based on him. Based on Crazy. Him. Based on Whitey that. Bulger. Yeah, they just arrested him. Like
in Santa
think,
Monica,
yes,
right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just a little while ago, yeah. like a year or
Had
two ago.
Had a couple
ago.
Hundred grand in a little apartment
yeah.
up there.
Yep, yep. And they were looking for that guy forever, man. They were looking for him for a long. He was living modest, man, just trying to stay on the DL in Santa Monica.
Yeah, him and his old lady. They got pinched
I don't know
up
why
there.
The fuck he thought people wouldn't recognize him. Like you, and they actually got him because someone recognized the girl.
Really?
He recognized his girlfriend. They had all these photos of his girlfriend. They put his photos of his girlfriend everywhere. And someone in the neighborhood recognized the girlfriend from some TV show.
I don't know why. I guess he couldn't get out of the country, huh?
Well, I don't know. I guess he was fighting with the chick, too. Like, screaming and yelling. And that's like, it would turn that's people onto them. You know, there was some fucking a violent altercation. A lot of yelling. And so that got people to tune into them. And then the lady recognized her. I think I might be butchering the story. But the bottom line is that guy was a fucking undercover agent for the FBI as well as the number one crime figure in Boston. Yeah. That's crazy.
And not just some crime, but murdering how and those, setting up like massacres.
Yeah. How are those FBI guys not in jail?
I know.
How are they not in jail? If they're still alive, like, how are they not in jail? How is there not an investigation?
Those dudes, who was it, the guy right after... After the Oklahoma City bombing and that guy...
Timothy McVeigh?
Yeah, but the guy they capped, who was like a white separatist or something up in the mountains.
Oh, Ruby Ridge?
Yeah.
I think that's before that, wasn't it?
It was right after on the heels when they just went to vilify all the militias.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking and of,
William
Freed
was the FBI
guy.
Agent. Because
I think Ruby Ridge was like... it was from 92. Is that... Yeah, the Ruby Ridge was 92 and Oklahoma City was 98. Man, I think it was 93 or 4. Because I think I was living here. When was the Oklahoma Obama?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. It looks like this, the real, Oklahoma, I'm sorry. Here, Oklahoma City bombing. It was
Ruby Ridge. 90, they killed that 95. Guy, Randy yeah. Weaver, was it? And they killed him and his kids.
Yeah, Ruby Ridge was later. You know, there's a lot of fucking conspiracy with the Oklahoma City bombing. There's all these news reports that said that the FBI pulled out many bombs, more than one, multiple bombs from the building that hadn't exploded. And if you look at the damage that's done to the building, apparently demolitions experts say that the building blew out. It didn't blow in. So if you're saying that a car was parked that did that... they're saying no. The demolitions experts are saying no. This is something that blew out. It was detonated from the inside and it blew outward. And so there's a lot of people that think that there must have been something more than just Timothy McVeigh's efforts.
And weren't all the agents cleared out? Like they killed some kids in daycare or something like that. Yeah, and that's it.
The agents were cleared out. They knew about something in advance. They were evacuated, and which is really just sick when you just think about that. Like, why didn't you evacuate the whole building? Right. What the fuck is going on?
Needed collateral damage.
Well, it's because they also had to make sure that it actually happened. If the guy pulls up in his truck and everyone's out of the building, you know, and there's fire trucks everywhere, he's like, oh, fuck this job, and leaves. Right. So I don't know. That's speculation. But
I thought it was weird that Timothy McVeigh goes to his grave without ever making a statement ever.
Yeah.
About, like,
well, the thing is that the fertilizer bomb experts, I guess there are those. They say that this is not indicative of the damage that one of those things is capable of doing. There's not that much pop. Like this is some crazy shit. Like if you look at the building, half the building's missing. Well, it's like the whole front just blew out.
You know what I mean? It's like if you're in a pickup truck or whatever, you need for like if you have gunpowder and you put it in your palm and you light it, poof, it poofs. But if you wrap that fucker in tinfoil, kaboom. Yeah. And like, or a pipe bomb. Like, if you ever fuck with explosives, it's like you need it wrapped in a certain way for it to go. It's not just going to be sitting in a truck and have a huge magnanimous kind of explosion.
Tate, are you an explosive expert?
I've gotten that way a little bit just because of my work lately. Like, I've been going like, how's this bomb wrapped? How close can I get to that? Like, on Avengers, we had a lot of bombs going off down the middle of the street.
Right.
And so you had to get, like, within a certain distance of it. But then I found out about wraps and how they were, how they really changed the nature of the explosion. And I blew a couple things up when I was a kid, but I didn't really know much about it. Right. If that's what you're getting at, Brian.
No, I just like to, you look like an explosive expert.
It's my beard.
Yeah, you do. It's a weird thing, man. It seems like every event that happens, no matter what it is, has a gang of conspiracy theories attached to it.
What do you think about the Batman thing? Like when they're like, that kid's a broke college student. How do you get $30,000 worth of fucking equipment?
Student loans.
That cuts that one right out.
Yeah.
So government funded, saying it is government funded.
His therapist was not surprised. That kid was apparently exhibiting some very troublesome issues. I'm not buying the idea that you could program someone to do that without spending a fuckload of time with them. And I've heard that this kid was involved in something, you know, was in an area that had something. But he was a fucking a PhD student, right?
What about,
wasn't he?
He was a doctor going to get a doctorate.
Yeah, this is a really brilliant kid who's worked really hard.
About the same age as the Columbine kids.
Well, those kids were, a lot of that was linked to antidepressants, you know.
So, both in Colorado.
Yeah, it's true.
There's a lot of links here.
You know what
that
could be?
Christians in Colorado.
Oh, yeah, there's a little of that. A lot of wackiness. Yeah, it's true. There's a lot of Colorado stories. Especially
there.
Colorado Springs.
Yep.
But there's also, like, not that much air. Like, maybe that's not good for you. My wife was pregnant up there, man. It was fucking hard to watch her, man. It's like she had the flu. And then when she came back, when we moved back to California, boom. Instantly, she was 50% better.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, you're not really supposed to live where the air's that thin.
I can't imagine having a fucking baby, man. That would be crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking crazy.
Can you imagine carrying that around?
Your own body?
Yeah. Like the whole thing that women go through.
I thought you meant giving birth.
Well, that too.
Awesome.
You think you'd like to give birth?
I think it'd be sweet. Can you imagine?
Months, that would be the easy part.
Can you imagine having a human come out of you?
It's insane. I've seen it.
The best poop ever.
I've seen it happen twice. It's the strangest thing ever, man. It's the strangest thing ever. But they have a lot of premature births in Colorado because of that air. I think it's like one of the number one places in the country that has premature births because there's no fucking air up there.
I hear the actresses do it in Hollywood a lot so that they don't get stretched out. They get them a month or two before they're ready to pop and they just cut them out.
Who the fuck does that?
Yeah.
Explosive.
Who do you know?
You gotta stay hot.
Explosive.
You gotta stay hot.
So crazy. That is so crazy.
Keep that body viable.
Well, some girls do get like really bad stretch marks. It's just genetics. Some girls don't get nothing. It's weird. It's like some girls, they have one baby and you're done, son.
Dude, they have them young.
Yeah, that can happen too.
Dude, and we just got back from Louisiana. Everybody's got a baby. But everybody looks like they're 12 years old anyway. It's like you're in 98% humidity all the fucking time. It's like you're living in water almost, like in an aquarium. You're like, it's just like a couple degrees off of the air just turning to water.
It's like really good for your skin, right? It's
fucking crazy. It feels great. My joints felt great. Like
really?
Everything. I got fucked shoulders and everything. I felt good. I worked out every day. Everything really? Felt awesome.
Wow, maybe we should move to Louisiana. Death Squad, Louisiana, you down?
No.
I don't think you want
to. Dude, New Orleans. Don't you like Mardi Gras?
Hurricanes.
Good to visit. Good to visit.
That's right, hurricanes.
The zombies out there.
A lot of guys just murdering people right in front of cops just for nothing.
They got a thing they call misdemeanor murder in the Louisiana, or in Louisiana, outside of New Orleans. It's they have so many people in jail that if they don't officially like try you for something, if they don't officially charge you with something within 30 days, they have to release you. So guys get arrested for murder and they just can't get to them, so they just let them out because there's so many motherfuckers in jail.
That's crazy.
And so once they get used to popping people, I might have butchered that thing, but I know that there is a term called misdemeanor murder. I might have butchered whatever the actual reason they let them out so quickly is, but. It's not. They don't get charged. They just.
It's nuts.
Crazy.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. There was a lot of reports of like really crazy shit going down in the post the days post Katrina.
Right.
Like just.
I bet
the cops were just fucking jacking people everywhere, just taking people out. You know that there was all sorts of breaking in and looting and just a lot of vigilantism.
Couldn't imagine, dude. It's like you drive around the Bourbon Street, drive around the French Quarter. And it's like it's kind of hazy. You expect Jack the Ripper to come out from around the corner. Like that's where that motherfucker lives. Like anybody could get got there at any time. It feels like
you should have a passport to go to New Orleans. You really
should.
But it's
beautiful. Everybody's
it's amazing.
At the other time, everybody's so fucking sweet. They're kind of, oh honey, how you doing? It's like you can't walk down. Everybody's gonna smile at you.
Yeah.
Ask you how you doing, and they're gonna give a fuck. They're gonna be genuine. It's crazy friendly too.
We had a great limo driver. He was the shit, this guy. He was really cool as fuck, man. And he took us around New Orleans, and he's from New Orleans. And he was telling us stories about, like, the one time he moved out of New Orleans. And he came out of store, and he's sitting there drinking a beer. And the cop pulled up, and the cop's like, you want to tell us what you're doing? Oh, yeah, man, I'm just a friend's coming to meet me. I'm just having a beer. And he goes, are you really so fucking stupid that you're drinking this beer in front of me? Like, he kept drinking it.
Right.
And he's like, what the fuck is wrong? Like, what's wrong?
He goes,
where are you from? And the guy goes, New Orleans. And he goes, okay, let me tell you. The way they do things down there, it's not like anywhere in the world. You can't just – I'm telling you this because I know that you don't know because you're from New Orleans and I've talked to people from New Orleans before. I just got to tell you, you're not allowed to drink in public. Like, that's alien to them.
Alien.
You could drink everywhere in New Orleans.
It's alien.
But really, that's the way it should be, man. You should be able to drink anywhere. Drink anywhere you want. You have to have another house somewhere. You have to have a house in a fucking cave somewhere.
Dude, if you don't
somewhere.
Have an idea about what life is like anywhere else, and you just live, it's fucking. I walk down Bourbon Street. I'm like, did they just get everybody fucked up at the Walmart and put them in too tight of clothes, and then get a party bus and dump them all off here? Like, it's fucking nutty.
It's weird. Yeah, a guy gave me a laser pointer. He goes, man, I want you to have this. I go, what is it? It's a laser pointer. I go, why you want me to have it? Man, just, I think you're cool, dude. I want you to have my laser pointer. Okay. Thanks,
solid.
Man. He just had to give me something. He wanted to give me something. Man, I fucking love you on that show. Here's your laser pointer.
That's awesome.
It's like, this is so bizarre. A laser pointer. And everywhere you go, it's like strip club bar, strip club bar, strip club
live
bar.
Live sex show. Live sex show advertised in the street. Come on in.
Watch people fuck.
I didn't have the heart to go in. I wanted to. I wanted to, and like 4% of me wanted, and I'm like, I just can't.
I'll tell you what, dude. It was a beautiful place to do stand-up comedy. That is a beautiful place to do stand-up comedy. I might have to tape my next special after I release the Atlanta one. I might have to tape my next one in New Orleans.
Do it early in the day or they'll be too fucked up.
No, man. I had a regular nighttime show. It was great.
You know, every weekend they have a huge party? Like,
really?
Like they have a red, like a red dress run. Everybody throws on a red dress and fucking runs like a fucking half mile. But it's like a moving cocktail party, basically. Happens in the morning, goes all the way to tonight. Or they had a running of the bulls that I did. It was awesome. I put some videos on Facebook, but it was like all these roller derby girls from surrounding states will come there. They'll all put on red. Yeah, red, and they'll put horns on their helmets and shit, and they'll have wiffle ball bats, and they'll be the bulls of Pamplona, and they'll be beating motherfuckers. Everybody's dressed in white. I had on a tutu. Oh. It was awesome.
Oh, that's
big
hilarious.
Beard tutu.
That is so funny.
That's crazy. Anything for a party there, man. I was in the strip bar, and there's a fucking Mexican chick comes up, and we're talking, and she's like, yeah, I'm from Tucson originally, blah, blah, blah. Cool, cool, cool. It's just like everybody's twisted a little bit there. And she goes, hey, I'm going to this – you want to come with me this weekend? I'm going to go to this music festival that my best friend's band he's playing in. I said, oh, awesome. She's like, what kind of music do you like? I'm like, you know, whatever. And like usually with strippers, it's like AC/DC or Lil Wayne. It's like what – like right, it's something right, in that right. genre is what you're thinking, you know. And she's like, yeah, it's a neo-Nazi punk show. And I said, excuse me? And she's like – she's like, it's a neo-Nazi punk show. I'm like, your best friend's band. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, and you're Mexican. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm too confused, and there's no way I wouldn't get killed there. I'd hear one conversation, and then it would be just like a boot party on me. Like, there'd be 15 little skinny dudes with fucking steel-toed boots kicking my face in. Ugh. It's like, these are confused folks.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on in this country, too.
Yeah.
They said that something like 50% of the country believes in the biblical tale of creation and that the earth is less than 10,000 years old. 50%. I don't know how they estimate that, but...
That seems low.
They can't point to where a state is either. Show us Florida. They're like, I don't know.
Well, if I didn't fly around a lot, I might not know either. I can't explain to you where the fuck South Dakota is. You asked me to pinpoint that motherfucker.
It's right below North Dakota.
Yeah, but I wouldn't find that fucker either. I don't know where that shit is. You know, I barely know where Ohio is, and I love Ohio. But like places that I don't go to, shit, I don't know. Where the fuck they are, you know? Where's Wyoming? Where the fuck are that?
North.
Yeah, but try to find it. Is it?
No, where
is it?
I'm the same way. There's only a few places I really
know. Yeah, there's places that I've never been. Like Wyoming's one of them. Montana's another one. Never been. I don't know where the fuck they are, man.
I'd like to go there, but I don't want to stay there very fucking long. It seems desolate.
Montana's beautiful. I'm going hunting in Montana.
Really?
Over. Yeah.
For what?
Me and Brian Callen. We're going hunting for deer with this guy, Steve Ranella. Uh-huh. He's the author of this show, The Meat Eater. And I've been wanting to go hunting forever. I've been saying I want to do it for years to the point where people are getting annoyed at me for saying it.
Yeah.
But it's true. I've I eat meat. I should be responsible for killing at least one animal that I eat, you know.
You've never killed an animal?
No, just fish.
Crazy.
Never killed an animal. Yeah.
We grew up, that's all we did.
Like just murdering puppies and shit.
Yeah, we just killed my first kill was a Doberman. So
you killed a Doberman?
No. By rape.
No, but everybody in Michigan, we grew up hunting deer, shooting deer.
Yeah,
and like,
there's so many.
I mean,
Michigan.
Fuck, I've got friends that we would stop, like straight hillbillies, man, and they'd stop on the side of the road because there's deer that get hit by cars all the
and
time.
They're
steady killing people. They'll jump out. If the guts aren't exploded, they'll go gut them, take out their heart, tenderloins, and then bounce.
Ugh. Yeah, that's what a lot of people do.
Crazy.
They found
but it's like a food source.
This Steve Ranella guy, on one of his shows, they found a good deer that was shot and killed, and the only thing that was taken was the back straps. That's it.
Yeah,
they just took the back straps and left the rest of the body. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of fucking crazy.
Best part of the deer, but
it's the best part of the deal, but that's really ruthless. That's fucked up. You know, just drag it to a butcher shop, you lazy bitch. You know, venison sausage is delicious.
Dude, the whole thing is rad. Yeah. I would take that shit, like, right when I'd shoot a deer, just because the people that I'd hunt with, if you left it there, like, you didn't drag it all the way back to camp, hang it up, skin it, and all that yet, they'd go and steal your heart and back straps. They'd steal all the tenderloins. They'd steal all the best part, all the best cuts of the meat.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Rude bitches.
Fucking rude.
Deer yeah, asses. Apparently that's a lot of. It's common that people find a deer that someone shot but couldn't find. You know, because a lot of times you find them, the blood trails get out, so people will like put their own tag on it and pretend they killed it.
Dude, I've hit a deer with a .30-06 right through the heart, like and obliterate. Like found it later, obliterates the heart. One shot, runs 250 yards before. Wow. You know what I mean? It's like so that like a gut shot deer or something like that. They go fucking. And then people go to find them too soon, and then they jump them, and they'll just keep running, and you'll never get
Did you see these photos of Matt Hughes in Africa? He went on an African safari and killed everything in Africa and took pictures of it and put it on like Facebook or something like that, or his website, and there's just this crazy like reaction to it. Style. Yeah. And there's this, you know, people are really mad at him. It's kind of a funny situation with those killing those animals that you don't eat. Because although there's something fucked up about killing an animal and not eating it, period. But then they do donate the money, or they do donate the food, rather, to tribes who need it. And so the food does get used.
But who's eating a tiger?
That's true. That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
He didn't shoot any tigers. He only shot, like, antelopes and stuff like that.
And zebras.
Yeah. Well, his son shot a
zebra.
Here's
the photos. That's kind of crazy, though.
But here's the other part of it. When you go on these hunts, which is essentially like hunting in a fucking zoo, okay? Right. It's like a wildlife preserve. When you go on these hunts, the money goes to conservation. So it actually helps these animals stay, like, maintained.
Right.
Because otherwise, the poachers, and there'd be no way to stop all the people from, you know, going after animals that they can profit from, like rhinos and right. shit like that. They've essentially made rhinos almost extinct. Like, some rhinos are extinct, and they've gotten extinct in our lifetime. So this controlled hunting actually keeps a lot of those animals alive. So it's really ironic.
There's two parts of that, though, for me. Like, I go, if you really care about the animals, then just give them your fucking money. You know what I mean? Like, donate some fucking money then, dickhead.
Well, that's the other thing is that, no, you actually have to kill some of them.
But that's, in Michigan, that's so true. Yeah. You get Lyme disease and shit like that. Like, the animals will start to disease themselves if they're overpopulated.
Yeah.
And so the DNR goes and they count them and they know what's happening and they issue so many permits or whatever. But I don't think that's happening with... I mean, maybe it is. I don't know what the conservancy is in Africa, but, you know, in places like that, do you need to kill that many of them?
I think they do in certain areas. You have to make – look, unless you have an abundance of cats, you're going to have something that controls the population, and they don't want to have an abundance of cats.
Right.
That's dangerous as fuck.
Yeah.
You know, so in these wildlife preserves, I'm pretty sure they have to kill a lot of them. I think they have to do it unless they're fucking around where there's lions and tigers and zebra. Yeah, right? I think we do.
Not enough. We got a sick gene pool.
Yeah, it's a little bit broken. But it's a little bit broken when you think about the fact there's 300 plus million of us just in this spot. I think if you look at us worldwide, I mean, it's pretty astonishing, like person to person, how good we have it here.
I think we're getting better.
Yeah, we are getting better.
I mean, we're moving up. Like when I talk, like, I don't know, I talk a lot about like lately I'm doing this thing, this whole life challenge. And
what is that?
It's like... this thing off this website, wholelifechallenge.com, and we started it down at a place I work out here called CrossFit LA in Santa Monica. 3 years ago, I guess. This is the third year. And it started with like 40 people doing it, and now there's like 9,000 people doing it, but it's like it's an accountability program that speaks to nutrition, mobility, exercise, consciousness, what your daily life is like, or learning something new this week, kind of a holistic look at your life, you know, and just kind of tightening the game of like whatever it is for you.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, part of the thing like last week was find out like you can't eat anything fried in canola oil. You can only eat basically a paleo-ish diet, like no dairy, no artificial sweeteners, no, all that kind of stuff. And so you'd have a lot of conversations if you go out to dinner, what are your sweet potato fries fried in or whatever? And you know, if it's canola oil, no good. Duck fat would be awesome. Grapeseed oil, awesome. But, you know, so shit like that. But, like, doing it for the last 3 years and talking to people, and I talk to people about diet and nutrition a whole bunch, people are hip to it now. Whereas before, like, 3 years ago, people are like, motherfucker, he's a pain in my ass. And now people are like, oh, yeah, this is gluten-free, and this is your chorizo made with any kind of wheat or any kind of sugars? Or, no, we make it in the back, and da-da-da, and it's fucking rad, the conversations. And there does seem to be, like, a coming together of all these things.
Well, definitely we're being more informed about diet.
And that's the internet.
Gluten-free. Yeah, that is the internet, 100%, right?
Fuck.
Gluten-free. Nobody was fucking gluten-free just 10 years ago. I never heard that shit.
No way.
That was really rare to hear.
Yep.
Now I can order a pizza on my phone.
Yeah, everything is fucking gluten-free. Yeah. Everywhere you go, it's weird. Well, we're realizing the impact nutrition has on the real realistic, you know, impact it has on your health. When you see someone who eats healthy and you see someone who doesn't, and you see the difference, it's pretty palpable. There's no getting around it. And when you try it yourself and you realize how much better you feel, and you start, you know, I kale shakes every morning. Uh-huh. I have this thing that I'm doing, and now I got a lot of people doing it because they listen to the show.
Right.
I can't tell you how many people that are running
to. You do a juicer?
Yeah, well, a blender.
Okay.
I got a Vitamix. The BlendTec is supposed to be the shit. That's they actually blended an iPhone in it.
BlendTec?
Yeah, check it. Yeah, there's a video. Go Google it because it's ridiculous. They blended a fucking... This blender is so bad, they blended a phone. I mean, it's a blender that can blend other blenders. It's ridiculous. And the idea is that it makes these smoothies because it can cuts through ice like butter.
So my friend's into the juicing. Yeah. He loves it. But he says there's different kinds of juicers and one like...
It's an extractor.
One that heats it up.
Yeah.
And then that ruins all the nutrients.
Well,
and so
it's
there's
also
like cold juicing or something like
cold
that.
Cold pressing is good, but I'm not talking about juicing. I'm talking about making smoothies out of shit.
Right.
You eat all the whole food, not just the juice. Right. Check this BlendTec shit out. You got half a screen, son. There it goes. Look at this dork. Check this shit out.
There's no sound.
God damn it, Brian.
Brian.
No.
Oh, because you got the sound off? It's not working. Right.
This is my favorite sticker over here. Oh, Brian.
Yeah. That gets said a lot. What are they? Why isn't there no volume?
I don't know. Just there's no.
Figure it out, bitch.
That's weird.
I can't believe you're talking about the Galaxy's better than the iPhone, huh?
It's better looking. To me, for like. Going on line,
same kind of screen.
Yeah. If we're looking at Twitter, yeah, it's all touchscreen. It's beautiful.
I'd like that to be bigger because I have fucking fingers like toes.
Exactly, me too. Watch this. He's gonna blend a fucking phone. This is crazy shit, man. Watch this.
He better drink it.
Watch this shit. Do it, bitch. Yeah. Hit the button. Stop talking. Watch this. Look at that. He blended a fucking phone into powder.
It was a 4S, so it doesn't make me sad.
But dude, how incredible is that? That blender blended a fucking phone into powder.
Into dust.
Look at that shit.
That's gross.
That's insane.
Can you imagine drinking that?
How smart would you be?
Not that smart.
Put a little almond milk in that.
Oh, God, look at these. I bet that's toxic as fuck.
Oh. Dude, he shouldn't be inhaling that,
look at that.
Right?
Look what that became.
That's
insane. You know what? That's what the universe is going to do to your iPhone anyway. That right there is a perfect description why we can't find shit from advanced civilizations from 15, 20,000 years ago.
It's called the Sahara.
Yeah, it's called the eraser of the world, which is glaciers. Glaciers are like set up as like if the world was an Etch-a-Sketch, glaciers are the big shake because they come down and they literally smush everything in their place.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with a glacier, a lot of people think, oh, well, it's ice and it's the ice is – No. It's a mile-high motherfucking mountain of ice that's moving. And it only moves like a little bit every year, but it crushes everything
in
front of it.
It's hard to think about how big that is, a mile high, you know?
Well, North America was covered in a glacier that was a mile high just 10,000 years ago. Just 10,000 years ago.
They talk about they had sea fish that they find skeletons of in Denver, which is a mile high already.
Yeah.
And then what is that? That was under the sea?
Yeah. What the fuck, man? They found Lake Ontario. Like that, we were in Toronto this past weekend,
right?
And you fly over it. Like I've only flown over the Great Lakes a couple of times, so you really get to look at it. You're like, why am I at the ocean? Like how am I? How is this the ocean in the middle of the country? But it's an ocean. You can call it a lake all you want.
Yeah.
That fucking thing is huge. And that's not even the biggest one.
No.
There's way bigger ones. There's giant ass lakes, and what those are is that used to be glaciers, and they melted. I mean, you wrap your head around it. It really hurts.
Yeah,
it hurts to think that this spot wasn't even livable.
Well, and when you think about like all of humanity and like how long, like we're a blip.
Yeah, we're nothing.
Like this isn't gonna last.
But we're like so clinging to our house on the Malibu beach. This is here forever.
Yep.
This is a family heirloom. Like you're on the most unstable
or what
part
we think
of
it
the
is,
world,
or what, where we think it's going, or
yeah.
Like, really?
It's
going
to be covered in ice. The whole thing's going to cover again. The whole world is constantly rolling like that.
Did you
the
hear about that kid?
Shifts.
No, not the kid. The polar bear that came off of a cap in Greenland, I believe, and fucking floated to Iceland and took out a troop of fucking Boy Scouts.
What?
The fucking polar bear on a fucking ice cap that breaks off. He's fucked. He floats. He's at sea for God knows how long. And he comes up on some fucking Boy Scouts and killed, like, I don't know, 12 of them or something like that. He wiped them out. crazy.
When did this happen?
I think last year.
Oh,
I just had a friend that did a show in Iceland, and they're like, "That's fucking that's a beautiful spot. I'd love to go there."
Yeah, Iceland's amazing, but fuck polar bears.
Man, they're trippy. They come out scary. They come out like crocodiles or like great whites, like a predator. Mm-hmm. They come out as a predator.
Do you remember when we were in Denver, and one of the times we were in Denver, there was a guy, I think you were there, he came down to the show. He's a local comic, and he's also, forgive me, I forget the guy's name. He's Kevin Fitzgerald? I think that's it. He's also a veterinarian. So he was talking to us about like little baby polar bears. They come out, he said, like aliens. Like the movie The Alien. They come out, they're just looking up, fucking get you.
Full teeth.
Yeah, full teeth.
It's crazy, dude.
It's a tough world. You see that there was a fucking,
just on the LA news, it was like a mile out. It wasn't even that far out off of Santa Monica. There was like a 30-foot great white.
Jesus.
I see babies a lot out in the bay, like out at Point Doom and shit when we go surfing. But like they're babies. They're 5 feet or eight feet would be a bigger one. But a fucking 30-foot great white, fuck you.
You know, they said that off of Malibu is one of the richest breeding grounds. That's where they drop them all. The country.
Yeah, my friend was out, dude. He went out to the end of Point Doom and says a little 5-footer. It hit his board, like didn't quite hit his board, but the tail slap fucking blew him like. It's crazy, dude.
Dude, that's so scary.
You think of a little one; it's 5 feet long. But like, how big that is, and how much force? It's just a pure muscle.
Still kill you. Yeah, little one will kill you. Little one will kill you just as easy as a pit bull could kill you.
Yep.
Yeah, that thing will kill you.
Amazing.
They're so terrifying, man.
So scary. It's like you're out there in the water. First time I ever went surfing, dude's like. Big sea lions come out. They look like a huge fucking Rottweiler, just and they make noise and shit, claws and teeth, and you're like, holy fuck. And then, you know, you see little porpoises or dolphins or whatever the fuck they are out there. And I'm like, this is fucking rad. I'm just sitting out there looking. He's like, yeah, how's it feel to be in the middle of the food chain now? I'm like, dude, if a bunch of fucking salmon came up and just started fucking attacking me, I would drown. Like, I'm not in the middle. I'm way at the fucking bottom. If a bunch of crabs came up and just annoyed me enough to where I fell off this board, I would drown in time and they would all eat me. Like, there's no chance I'm in the middle.
Yeah, if salmon were trying to jack you and knock you off that board, you wouldn't be able to
stop
them.
You'd be done. A bunch of tuna came up and fucking whacked. You'd be fucked. Yeah,
tunas are big, man.
And then you think about what eats the sea lion.
Yeah.
Because those are big, scary motherfuckers.
Sharks love them. They yum, yum, yum.
And they drop tons of great whites in there all the time.
Oh, yeah, I don't get the surfing thing. I'm sure it's fantastic. That's beautiful. Maybe I would surf at that indoor place in Abu Dhabi. I think they got like an indoor place.
I'm sure they do.
Or Dubai, one of those places. I think.
You know, I'm going to play a Taliban guy, I think, in my next show. Yeah.
You a little worried about that, man?
No, I'm good.
It better not be like this fucking Innocence of Muslims video. That movie that's out?
Uh-uh.
You know what's going on with that? You don't know?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm a so guy made a movie. I don't even know how bad Clint Eastwood fucked up. What did he do at the GOP?
Forget him. A guy made a movie with a bunch of white people with blackface on playing Muslims and made it about Muhammad and Muhammad being like a pedophile, and it's like really blasphemous. So because of that, there was attacks on American embassies. The American embassy in Libya got attacked.
That was what it was from?
Uh-huh. It was on September 11th. And this guy who was the American ambassador for Libya was killed in a rocket attack. Yeah. You know, like, and then there's riots all over the world, and you know, it was like YouTube was cut off by Iran, and all these different places online where you could get this. They were all cut out, like you can't get to it online because there's so much dissent and so much revolt because of
over
this
video that one guy made.
Not only that, this is think about the fact that. If you're being conservative, would you say 150,000 Iraqi civilians died because of the American attack? That's being really nice. It's probably way more than that. Some people estimate it's as much as 1 million. So let's say it's 100,000. Let's be real nice. They're freaking out about a bad movie, but they're not freaking out about 100,000 people being murdered.
Right.
I mean, this movie, like, all these drone attacks that kill
that's how crazy people
Pakistani
are about their
soldiers.
Mythology.
Yeah, well, it's insane. Know? If you find the video, Brian, show like some of the video of it because it does look almost that bad. It's and then the other thing is that people think they really the people inclined to conspiracy think that this was all done by the CIA and that they're trying to get us ready for this war.
On September 11th, just cause
exactly they're trying to get us ready for this war in Iran, and the way they can facilitate get the process moving along is to have these people revolt. So they made this movie, and apparently the movie was made, and then they dubbed different lines into the people's mouths. Like the woman said, that's not my voice, and the actress who's playing the woman, she said, I never said those things. They dubbed those things in afterwards, which also sounds like something the CIA would do. Just get you to act in one thing and then make it like fucking ridiculously inflammatory, attach you to it, send you out there, boom, you got a movie. The guy who was the person who made the movie is apparently the same guy who was burning the Quran. He was involved in doing some shit with the Quran. Is this it?
Shut up, Rustam.
Is this the movie?
I don't know. I've never seen it before.
Oh my god, that is the movie?
Marina! You stay there!
Look at his face. This can't be real. Marina! Look how brown his face is.
There is an angry mob in the street.
Look, they didn't brown his neck.
Tell him to release all the patients and close the clinic. We must go home now.
Oh my god. This is the worst movie that's ever been made. Look at his beard.
A battle axe.
Yo, look at his beard, man. That is crazy.
That's no beard.
That's the best beard ever. That's the best fake beard ever, because they didn't even try.
Set the place on fire.
Look at his fake beard. These motherfuckers have Halloween beards on. Set the place on fire.
Oh, no!
Whoa, look at his beard, dude. Look at that beard.
Holy fuck.
Oh my god, he just...
She had a cross on, he had to do it.
Yeah, he just attacked this hot chick with a battle axe because she had a cross on.
She's on mice.
Whoa.
Camps, I think.
What country are we in there?
This is an unbelievably
bad movie. Because
that was
the hottest Arabic chick I ever saw in my life.
I know, she wasn't, go there.
Yeah, she was a Christian though. That's why she's super hot.
I can't forgive that.
That was the worst movie ever, just that scene. I couldn't... Even if for the rest of the movie was like... You know,
Team America was more realistic.
Yeah, that was one of the worst movies of all time. If the rest of the movie was Apocalypse Now, that movie still sucks. You know, you can't have a scene that bad ever in a movie. If I saw that in the best movie ever, if that was like 5 minutes of American Werewolf in London, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Why
did
they let
their
little kid put this in there?
What fucking piece of shit movie is this? There's levels. And that motherfucker who made that movie is no Stanley Kubrick. That's all I'm saying. The fucking guy had brown face only on his face and not on his neck. This is a movie, Tate Fletcher.
Attention to excellence.
Tate Fletcher, this shit is not real. This is a goddamn movie. We're living in a movie. We're in a simulation. And shit like this is just little pieces of evidence that's like allowing us to wake up and realize this is not real. It's not real, Tate. It's not real. But this coffee's real good, man.
Dude, this coffee's amazing. So how do you actually do it? You said it was like butter and...
It's bulletproof
if you
coffee.
If you want a full explanation, you got to go to...
Oh.
Bulletproofexec.com.
That guy's going to be on the podcast in a couple of weeks.
But it's delicious.
He's Dave Asprey.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to have him here.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to be here.
Dude,
on
that's fucking wicked. I'm such a fan. Everything I tag is butter or bulletproof or fucking... I love the fucking guy. I'm all over his shit.
And yeah.
He I don't know. Like, there's him in conjunction with the dude that wrote The Primal Diet, this guy Mark Sisson, who you should... have him on. He's badass.
I would love to. We had Rob Wolf on.
Rob's a good dude, huh? He worked out at my gym for a while. He was at Undisputed when he was in Santa Fe. His old lady was finishing up a program there. He
tried to get me to go from kale shakes to bacon and eggs. I tried it for a little while.
Seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a good idea.
No,
it
doesn't
give you the same.
It's all
this, baby. Yes.
Doesn't give you the same amount of energy. It's a totally different experience. It tastes good.
You throw in a little bit of bulletproof coffee and you'll have that same energy all day long, son.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, you got to try this.
Got to keep drinking it all day. It's caffeine.
What's wrong with
delicious.
What's wrong
like
with that?
Chocolate.
What's wrong with that?
Then you crash at the end of the day.
No, you do not. No, you know what? You know when you crash? When it's time to go to sleep. And you know what I want to do at that time? I want to crash.
No, you just switch to Jack Daniels off the butter coffee.
What evidence is there that coffee actually is bad for you? Is there any? I mean, I know that if you go too hard, it fucks your adrenals.
Here's the deal,
up, right?
Here's the deal, and you'll talk to Dave a lot about it, but he talks about the mycotoxins, the oxytoxins that are all in the blends of coffee, and molds attached to coffee beans all the time. And so, especially if you're getting them from Starbucks or places like that, like you ever drink a cup of coffee and then all of a sudden you feel like kind of down?
Yeah.
Like because you're poisoning yourself.
Whoa.
And so you want to be really careful about where you get your coffee from. So I only drink single origin coffee. that you know it comes from a small farm somewhere. You want to really you become a geek.
Yo, dude, I've had coffee before, and then I get sleepy.
Yeah,
what is that from?
It's because
a lot of people. If you have ADD, also you get that though.
It's boom. It's the mold. No,
I got that shit.
It's the mold that is attached to the coffee.
Really?
So Dave Asprey talks a lot about it.
Has this been proven?
I don't know. He's like he's a scientist geek. Because
I saw
dude.
That on his website where it was like mold, coffee must be mold free.
All
like,
I know is
to bring a napkin and test it.
That I changed it and this is all I do and it fucking it's a tremendous difference. It's 1,000% difference.
So it's called single origin.
If you get a single origin coffee, which just means that you get it from the same farm. If you have a blend or a decaf coffee, your chances of it being mold infested are through the fucking roof. Like 98%.
If you go to Bulletproof Exec, he's got an article called "Why Bad Coffee Makes You Weak."
Right.
So he elaborates on.
He even talks about how to get stronger from just drinking coffee.
Well, if you don't like the taste of bad coffee, the same reason why you don't like the taste of gasoline, your body's telling right. you it's toxic. The data on coffee consumption goes back and forth. Some studies show health benefits, while others show negative outcomes. This might seem confusing, but the simple reason is this. Bad coffee is good for you. Oh, bad coffee is bad for you, and scientists suck at differentiating types of coffee right. when they run studies on coffee.
Huh. So there's scientific tests that have no science because there's no static model.
So you say my Trenta of iced coffee that I drink every day from Starbucks
you're
is killing
me. Yourself. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. As Michael, much as it is when you eat gluten.
This is I've never heard this before, and I can't wait to talk to him about this on the podcast. This
He's
is nuts.
Fascinating, dude. He biohacked his whole body. He talks about that he went up 20 IQ points. He lost 150 pounds or something.
How did he biohack his body?
He's an analyst, a securities analyst in San Fran for a while. And he's like, I just went into all the different facets of my body. I thought about how nutrition is affecting me and bringing me towards a pharmaceutical answer. And so he says, I wanted to get optimized in every aspect of my life. And he just looked at nutrition and movement. He even sells one of those machines. The first time I ever heard of it was Diego Sanchez when he was just off the Ultimate Fighter. He goes, and it's one of those vibrating.
I got one of those.
And he swears by it. He's got one that he's making available, like, I don't know, $1,500, something that's doable for the public because they were like $12,000 or something.
Yeah, they're expensive. Right? Yeah. But it's a TurboSonic.
He's all into all of that. I know like high-end actors that use them for like, but they do mobilization with them.
That's
like
not the same machine.
Drills
That's just a
like
shaky
that.
Machine. This is actually sound. It's actually
oh, really?
Sound that goes through your body. Yeah, it's a very interesting thing. It's the Russian cosmonauts
Maybe
started using it
shit.
In order. No, it's a shaky thing.
It is.
Yeah, but it's actually sound. It doesn't make any noise. But
right.
it's a speaker underneath the base of it. The base of it is essentially like a gigantic speaker.
I just used my Hitachi.
I don't think. It's a really fascinating thing. It was the Russian cosmonauts used it to stay in space much longer than anybody else was able to.
Crazy, without muscle atrophy and all that.
Yeah, well, that was the big. That's the big issue.
That's how Brian does it too. That's how he keeps that physique.
That's right. Two Hitachis.
So the thing. So it's a high. Like I drink. Look at the fasting. He talks about intermittent fasting on there too. And, like, I haven't eaten today. I did a fucking 40-minute workout earlier. I've been up since 6. I've fucking, like, and I'm not hungry. I don't get hypoglycemic and all that shit. But it's not that I've been calorically deficient. It's that I've I don't know how many calories are in my coffee, but a ton. I'm drinking a bunch of fat through my coffee. But Mark Sisson, that's the Primal Blueprint guy, he talks a lot about it. And the reason I switched over like that was because he talks about sugar burners and fat burners. And he's like, if you're getting a preponderance of your calories from carbohydrates, your body, the mechanism, never switches from burning sugars to burning fat. So it's only burning the glucose in your blood, which is why you need to eat every couple hours or else you get sluggish and all that kind of shit.
Right.
And he says, insulin is a storage hormone. So every carbohydrate that comes in, insulin shuttles it to store as fat for when we don't have food. But that never fucking happens because we're never in 4 or 5 day stretches of starvation in America. And so we just stay fat that way, and we get hyperinsulinemic, and we have diabetes later in life and whatever. Or you just keep adipose tissue where you don't want it. So the thing he started saying, he says, maybe what you want to do is start eating less than 100 grams a day, go into a state of ketosis, kind of the way Atkins was talking about, but eating a lot of fibrous vegetables. And you can eat a fucking bowl of steamed broccoli and not reach 100 grams of carbs. And eat a high-fat diet. Like, you get hungry, you want something, eat coconut butter. Like, I put coconut butter in my coffee a lot, too. Or MCT oil. Like,
what is MCT oil?
Like, medium-chain triglycerides. It's another thing that talks about fat conversion into energy. And so, like, with this, like, there's a lot of different mechanisms that are going on that are making me stay energetic all throughout the day. And also, if I don't have calories in my body's mechanisms already turned in and attuned to eating the fat out of my body for energy, as opposed to getting hypoglycemic and falling out and needing to eat some sugar right now in order to keep going.
Yeah, we had Rich Roll on the podcast, who's a vegan ultra endurance athlete.
Poor guy.
Yeah, nice guy. Sad. But the vegan aspect of it, but he was explaining the whole thing about burning fat, getting your body to burn fat.
It's huge. You have to. I mean, if you want to be healthy, if you like, and it's just a little bit of discipline. It's not like I'm ever feeling like I'm lacking something or something like that. It's like you're sated all day long.
Yeah, that's a weird thing about us with our diets, man. It's like if you look at the average person, go to Disneyland or something like that.
Right.
Look at the average person. When you see them anywhere, you're around a giant mass of people.
Yeah.
So many people are so unhealthy.
You know what you got to go to? Go to the fucking CrossFit Games.
Oh, I was at the beach.
Holy fuck.
I was at the beach, and the beach was brutal the other day. And I was watching these kids eating chips with their fat family.
Yep.
Everybody's fat. Their parents are
fat. And that's
fat.
In California, yeah. Where there's a higher level of, like, people aren't generally that way.
Higher yeah. level of cocaine.
I don't know. Is it the cocaine?
No, it's not that many people on coke, dude.
Have you ever done any of the stuff that makes the dudes eat their faces, Brian?
Bath salts?
Yeah.
No.
It only makes one retard eat a face. I have a feeling that
is it good other than that?
You could have talked him into doing that anyway. That guy was down to eat someone's face. Yeah. I have a feeling. Bath salts.
He'd been waiting.
Yeah, he's fucking waiting to blame it on bath salts. We all know one asshole, you know, that's
one
like
guy.
That.
That's yeah, hilarious.
That one motherfucker that just...
He ruined bath salts for everybody.
Yeah, he ruined the whole gig.
It was weed. He just had the munchies. Just mad hungry.
Just talking about that crash, the TurboSonic site. It's crazy. Just us talking about it. That site is wrecked.
Let's crash some sites. Let's talk about.
No, you can't do that, Brian. You can't even say. You can't say that.
I'm just kidding.
You can't. But I'm just informing you.
Are we being censored by the man? What's
going on? While we're working together, you cannot put us in danger like that.
Really?
Yeah, that's actually a threat. If you talk about let's go crash a website, you're threatening to conspire to remove someone's product from business.
Right.
And the way it's defined in like the Patriot Act, I'm pretty sure that's cyber terrorism.
Now,
you got to be real careful about shit like that. I'm not bullshitting. You got to be really careful.
What happened with the Sonic Boom site that you're
Turbo
talking
Sonic
about?
Is that the device that I talked about that shake?
Oh yeah.
And when we
when you mentioned it, enough people went there that it crashed it out.
Yeah.
Holy fuck! It's powerful, Joe Rogan.
It's Turbo. It's not even it's that amazing. Site. It's actually
you know what's
Turbo
amazing
Sonic
to me is like watching this for the last few years, like and we haven't been around each other a whole lot, but watching the explosion of a podcast, like. The way technology moves and like podcasts just happened and how powerful they are and then the reaching that it does into the world, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's not like anything that's ever happened to me before. There's a big difference between doing shows now,
right.
Like post-podcast and pre-podcast.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I always had fans. I always had people that want to come see me, but it's just a totally
but
different
But it's
animal.
Arenas. Like, that's what Ari was talking about. I'd ask him, I was like, how does this make it different for you? And he's like, dude, it's fucking retarded. It makes all the difference.
Yeah, it's a weird... This is Toronto. This is me just going on stage in Toronto. This is it doesn't even make sense when I hear this. It seems like a lie.
It sounds like the Super Bowl. It's fucking rad, dude.
It was crazy, dude. For real, it's like one of the weirder moments of my life.
Really?
Because it doesn't seem real.
Was that like a pinnacle show, like one of the biggest ones?
It was pretty big. I've sold out Massey Hall before, though. I sold it out last time I was there too. Toronto's just amazing, man. It's just a great town. They have a big comedy community there too. So we did a show the night before at this not to be named site where they have a weed show. And it's a super secret. Only people within the community allowed. I don't tweet nothing about it because I don't know what the laws are.
The last thing I want to do
is get arrested the night before the weigh-ins.
Right. not a good career move.
So we literally landed at 9:30, called the dude up who runs the show, and we were over there. We dropped our shit off at the hotel, and we were gone. So me and Tripoli show up at this place. We walk in. We go into the back door, and it's just like this party. This is people drinking. There's smoke filled the room, and the Iron Sheik is on stage.
No.
Yes. So we hear, and motherfuck Jabroni, and motherfuck Haran, number one Greco-Roman, number one freestyle wrestling. You hear him on stage, like, going through his shit.
Wow.
And it's just, there's so much smoke in the room. Like, it's like the room is on fire.
Does the Iron Sheik burn?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know what I want to say. So I did. Too late.
Did they have cyber terrorism, Joe?
Did they have some good weed
totally
at this
did
place?
Some cyber terrorism. Did they have some good weed? God damn, did they have good weed in Toronto. It's just as good as California weed. I think it's universal now. What happened was when the medical movement came along, the California botanists got on it because they could be out in the open about it, and they started putting out the names of the strains and telling you this is 70% sativa, 30% indica, and put all the different hybrids out, and then everybody else just ran with it. So now I think when you get good weed, you're getting it's good California weed or it's good Colorado. Colorado is right there with California, but it looks like Toronto's right there too. Like they know what the fuck they're doing, and then Vancouver has like a medical program. They have like something similar.
That's like where everything came from, the base of Vancouver. Like, but hash,
the Union was a documentary that I was in a few years back that they've actually shown to the Canadian Parliament. They actually are using it to educate different Canadian politicians, because most people don't even know the history of why it's illegal or what a big part it plays in the economy of British Columbia. Like, they don't even know, but it's a web holding the economy together. It's a big part of the industry. It's one of the reasons why Vancouver is such a wealthy place. And people don't want to accept that, but it's a fact. It is a commodity.
Crazy.
It's just as much of a commodity as living in an oil town.
Right.
It's just as much of a commodity. I mean, that money gets distributed back into the community, and there's a massive amount of it. And it's tolerated in the weirdest way possible, where it is and it isn't at the same time. It's legal and illegal. It's like they let it go.
Decriminalized? Is that not the terminology?
I don't even know how they say it, but you can't sell it. And they bust people. They find one of the things in the Union, they found these undercover ones. Or underground places where they were growing it they had electricity running underground.
Right.
Like they found those before in America too. And they also had trains where they had like train cars, and the train cars were all filled with grow houses. They're all grow houses.
Right.
And they just like, you know, hundreds of yards of trains filled with weed. Yeah, I mean the demand is insane. And there's money coming in, and it's not totally legal. But it's a massive part of the economy. And the Union, if you haven't seen it, my friend Adam Scorgi did the documentary, and I'm in it too. I go crazy talking about weed laws. But it's one of the best documentaries as far as like explaining how ridiculous it is. But in Canada, they watch this. They're showing this to politicians. These fucking monkeys we have in office are not going to sit down and be educated by something that actually makes sense.
No.
These ridiculous fucking people we have running this country.
They say that the lobbyists now, that even like, companies like the pharmaceutical companies or Big Electric or whatever, that they're pushing lobbyists away. The 100 senators that are bought by everybody, they're like, we're already invested, sorry. Like the bribes aren't even counting anymore because they're already the sides are already chosen. It's
the idea that you could just bribe someone and give it another name, call it lobbyists.
The idea that you can be in fucking office, that like that's what you're groomed for.
Yeah.
Like, you ask a 12-year-old, what do you want to be, a politician? Kill that kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What the fuck? What
kind of weird kid is that?
I love that George Washington shit. Like, fuck no, I don't want that. They're like, we want to make you king. He's like, what were we just doing? Are you guys not paying attention?
Yeah. We just got away from that, you stupid.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, George Washington.
Where's the leader that doesn't want to be a leader, you know?
Well, yeah, that's George Washington. Probably had to do it, because if he didn't do it, some other cunt would do it and ruin the whole fucking project.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was like unpaid. Yeah. You're like the whole thing is like it's taking you away from being a businessman, like a plantation slave owner that he was. And you know,
he's
what
like,
I mean?
Listen, I got slaves to fuck. I really don't have enough time to run this country. I got wooden teeth and I own a bunch of people.
What did you think about that? Did you ever see the that Obama wasn't the first black president and all the other seven or eight black presidents?
I've only seen that from the black Muslims.
There's a website that is dedicated to it, but I'm like, Calvin Coolidge, how come I never thought of that before? Of
Calvin Coolidge.
You know what I mean? It's like,
my man.
He's yeah. like, it seems like I should have known that.
Yeah, when was the last time a dude named Calvin was right? a white guy?
Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge is black as fuck.
Right?
He had to be.
But oh, listen,
these, I wrote
awesome.
An article about it on my website way, way, way back. It was like way before Fear Factor. I was in New York doing a club, and I was walking down the street, and these black Muslims, the black Israelites, excuse me, not Muslims, the black Israelites have, they wear crazy outfits like superheroes.
Really?
Oh, my God. You've never seen it? Uh-uh. Oh, my God. It's amazing. It's one of the weirdest religions ever. They make fun of regular Jews. These so-called Jews with their curly hair and they stupid clothes. This guy was saying this while he was dressed up like a superhero. Like I'm not joking. I mean, they look like a guy who's in like a movie, like a Charlton Heston movie about like people who lived in the Roman times. I'm like, that's how they're dressed.
That's
they're dressed
rad.
Like they're dressed in these crazy outfits.
Pulls up on a chariot.
And they will read the Bible. You know, saith unto he. What you know, and they would say, what he means by that, and then come up with some crazy accent. It's to keep the mud races and the white man and the, like all the different non-African races. Like, whoa, how'd you get that out of that sentence?
That's
like,
awesome.
And you have to see some of the videos of these guys because you would swear it's a giant troll. See if you can pull some up, Brian, because a lot of people are not aware of them.
What are they called again?
Black Israelites. Crazy black
That's
Israelites.
Awesome.
They all hate white people. The white devil! And they'll do all this. And I sat there and watched these guys go off about white people. He let me sit around because he goes, you're not Jewish, are you? And I said, no, I'm Italian.
Because I'm about to say some shit.
I said, I'm Italian. He goes, okay, you ain't even white. You ain't white. I'm okay. I just want to hear your rap,
right.
You know? But dude asked to take a picture with me. I wonder if the picture's still up on my website. But the picture was me standing there with this fucking guy. You gotta see the guys. Where are they? Oh, this guy's got an actual Bible.
We'll open that book and let's see it. My case. I'm reading Habakkuk 2 and 12. Let me ask you, how is this man of light, this man known as America?
You are racist and you are twisting scripture.
This man of
light, this man of America.
This is a battle between crazy people. This one's no good. Let's not go to this one. Try to find one where it's just the other crazy people.
I love
just
that
them.
Fat guy.
The fat guy is like saying they're twisting up the scripture.
Yeah.
He's like, you are doing the wrong crazy shit.
Who are the Jews?
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. Look at the outfits.
A lot of Negroes in America.
Oh, I see.
See, the Jews are one tribe of people.
I see.
That's where you get the word Jew from, the tribe of Judah.
Yeah.
Okay. For the Negroes.
But who am I?
You're an Edomite. What's your nationality?
I'm a what?
What's your nationality?
I'm just a person.
No. What are you falling? You fall on the Caucasian?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're an Edomite. You're an Edomite.
But where does the Bible tell you that? Where does the Bible tell you that?
It tell you the Genesis 25th chapter.
Are you guys against the war?
Do you want us to know? We will support the war.
So,
every father is in control of the war.
Right.
What's that?
Right.
So
look at his awesome outfit.
That all 12 tribes of Israel are
is
nothing
that
but black
tape?
People.
No, I did not just say that.
Okay, I'm listening.
I said the 12 tribes of Israel are the Negroes,
okay.
West Indians, Haitians, Dominicans.
They always have shit written down.
Panama, Puerto Ricans, Cubans. North American Indians, the Seminole Indians, Argentina to Chile, Colombia to Uruguay, and the so-called Mexicans. Those
so-called Mexicans. Where's the Chinese
people? They live in Mexico.
Was Jesus a Jew?
Yes, he was a Jew.
Okay, so why do you have Jesus painted like
that's not Jesus.
That ain't Jesus.
Well, who is
that's
that?
That's not Jesus. That's the man called Cecil Jesus.
That's the real boy.
If you look at that billboard.
That's him. No, the
look
billboard.
Look at that billboard.
That's him on the left
that's
hand
the family.
On the left side.
That is the family that painted that image.
Yeah.
It's a show coming out in April, and they're going to give you the whole truth in that.
Okay. This guy's not a good representation of it. The better representation is they read on! They read out of the Bible, and then they twist it up. But it's all basically the same thing. This guy wasn't spewing enough hate.
They all yell.
Yeah, he was barely doing hate. He was just doing silly. He was going silly with it. He had like a cardboard, like a outfit. Looks like a fucking paper bag from Vaughn's.
I like how he
John's, not Vaughn's.
He taped his shit on.
Yeah, it looked like he
taped
it.
He taped the trim.
Yeah, I don't know why you have to have a certain outfit in order to read the word. I've always thought that was really interesting, where people dress up. And I don't trust you when you're dressing up special. I really don't, because that's not you. You know, you should be able to go and do a mass in front of everybody, dress the same way you would dress if you went to dinner somewhere.
Right.
You should just dress. You shouldn't wear like crazy outfits and treat you different. You could, if you want to wear a dress, if that's your shit.
A velvet dress and a big hat.
If you're that kind of gal and that's what you want to wear, I think you should be able to wear whatever the fuck you want. But what I don't think you should do is dress like you're from another time period. And I give you extra respect.
Dude, all the people down in the neighborhood I used to live, like all the dudes in the black wool suits and all that. And the funny hats. Some are fuzzy.
Yeah.
Some are cowboy hats.
Some look like a Christmas wreath.
Always fucking cracks me up to see those guys walking. And then you'll see a dude with a Bluetooth. Yeah. It's like you're in the 1840s, but you're Bluetooth. Like, that's okay, though. You got to wear this uncomfortable shit all day long.
They only wear that one outfit. That's the only kind of clothes they wear.
And then I think those poor kids, you see these young kids, you're like, fuck, man.
Yeah, they're stuck. They're stuck in a cult. But hopefully they can Netanyahu their way out of there. That guy's a bad motherfucker, and he was stuck in there.
I feel like you just got to pick your cult.
Yeah, well, maybe, but that's not the one.
No.
That's too restrictive. The ones that are too restrictive, it's just like people got out of control and they had a...
Like jiu-jitsu, that's a cult.
That is a cult, for sure. You know? Yeah.
The it's whole paleo movement, all the CrossFit movement, that's just all cults, but it's all good.
You're on a cult radio show.
Exactly.
This is a cult show.
You just got to pick your cult, you know? Don't get fooled, dum-dum.
Yeah. Well, it's also what we were talking about before, is people would naturally gravitate towards groups of like-minded people. Because everybody's fucking different in this world, man. There's too many different variables that could affect people. So many variables.
Yeah.
That's why the idea of a country is, you know, it's kind of it's almost like until we evolve to the next level of consciousness, we're going to keep having countries.
It's prehistoric.
It's going to be real hard for us to evolve past the point of needing a team. Past the point of needing a tribe. It's going to be real hard. Because some other cunt's going to come along who's going to try to jack all the resources, control the area, you know.
It's true.
It's like, if you look at like what's going on in the Middle East, like, how does this not blow up eventually? How does this not overboil?
Well, you look at that shit that's going on, whatever, at least they have real food. You look at what's going on with GMOs and with Monsanto, and fucking the head of Monsanto gets appointed as the head of the FDA by Obama. It's like, I wanted to be on your side, homeboy, but holy fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, we're just controlled. I mean, they're controlling our food, poisoning our food.
Monsanto made Agent Orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a fucking weed fertilizer DBT. Company, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
That makes our food. That owns. If you eat any corn at all, it's Monsanto corn. It's all GMO.
Really?
It's all mutated now.
All of it?
The wind, the way they shut down fucking farms, they'd put a farm next to it, and then they'd fucking sue them. They'd say, you're growing our shit. They're like, the wind blew and fucking your shit is here.
Right.
They say, we patented that.
Yeah, and then they
and
sue
then
the
they
farmers.
And then they fucking bankrupt them.
And they bankrupt them. Yeah, that's common practice. In
and
India,
now it's a done deal.
They
India
say someone every
country-
30 seconds commits suicide because they're involved in a Monsanto contract that they can't profit from.
And it stinks.
Well, they're suing.
They can't eat meat.
They're the only country that's suing a corporation. And they're in a lawsuit. They're in a litigation against Monsanto because the eggplant, they're trying to own the eggplant the way they did the corn in America. And they're like, enough's enough, man.
Brazil won recently in court.
Really?
Yeah, the Brazilian farmers, they won billions of dollars from Monsanto.
Now, there is a cow. Those fucking Brazilians know how to do meat.
They do. Yeah, and apparently...
Not so good at jiu-jitsu, but they got they can cook some shit.
There's some suicides all over the world when it comes to...
The Monsanto?
Yeah, it's really scary.
It's crazy.
Monsanto is connected to 200,000... suicides in India. 200,000 in the past 10 years. The past 10 years. In 10 years, man.
I had no idea.
That's insane. 365 days a year times
10. It's crazy. You know, that suicide where organisms are dying to recreate themselves. Like humans, like everything. Like we're like biology wants more biology. And like and you've got self-preservation as a gene in you. And where people are dying like that, like fucking what you're talking about, suicides there, or you're talking about the American soldier coming back, like it's a fucking epidemic, dude. They talk about a dude a day kills himself that was in the army.
That's crazy. And
it seems like something we should address.
And I mean, you think about that, 365 days a year, 10 years, that's 3,650 years, right? Or 3,650 days. 3,650 days, 200,000 people committed suicide. That's amazing.
That's huge.
That's amazing. I mean, that's almost, that's a lot. That's insane.
And that's just giving hopelessness. How much hopelessness can I give to a guy that kills himself?
Is that like 50 a day, 70 a day or something like that? I mean, that's crazy.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, I'm the wrong guy to be questioning. I think it's been broken down, though. It's been, someone broke it down, like how many minutes, every 3 minutes or something, an Indian that's guy commits suicide because silly. Of Monsanto. Well, India's massive, first of all. There's a billion people.
Bunch of extra folks there.
And Monsanto's like, fuck them. We're going to need to fucking thin the herd some way. We're going to need weak bitches to kill themselves. So we're just going to jack them. I don't know what the deal they have over there is, but I know that there's certain places in this country where they make deals with people where you have to buy their shit, and once you buy their shit, like, it only works for a year. They have like suicide seeds,
right,
that don't work, right. And
you've got to buy it from, you're strung out on them.
Yeah, you're strung out. You can't, yeah. Like the old days, a farmer used to take his tomatoes and then take some seeds from those tomatoes and plant those seeds and make more tomatoes. That shit ain't happening anymore. Yep. They've engineered that out of the equation,
yep.
Which is really nuts that they've twisted money, twisted it around. They've twisted life around just so they can maximize the amount of money. It's not like you couldn't make money just selling seeds.
I just read one of the Monsanto headquarters. They all vote on what their cafeteria is. They voted no GMO foods in our cafeteria.
That's hilarious.
Isn't that awesome? They're like, we're not eating that shit.
That's hilarious.
So then what is that shit? Those are the people that know the most about that food. So what the fuck is that?
Well, it gives tumors to rats. Like, they're just releasing studies now that show that it gives fucking rats brain tumors and shit.
It just shows you got to be more proactive, know more about your life. You believe the government, you deserve to die. You like, it's like if you...
Tate Fletcher law.
If you're looking for somebody else to be relying on so you can get... your health and your, yeah. Like, that's fucking crazy. That's
one
insane.
Way of looking at it. I think the way I'm looking at it that I would choose is that there's got to be a way that these people can profit, that everybody can make a living and do very well by selling a legitimate product, sure. That doesn't fuck people over. We just got to figure out a way
so what
to
is
stop
that kind
people.
Of evil?
We got to figure out a way to stop people from putting money over humanity. And that's right. What they, that's from like that documentary, The Corporation. Do you ever watch that?
Where
they,
no, but they nobody does that.
Well, yeah, that's not
we
true.
We don't even
some
vote
companies
that way. People
that.
Vote and they say, what's going to be better for my taxes? They don't say, what's going to be better for the homeless guy down the street?
Butter poop.
Well, fuck the homeless guy. You know, that bitch needs to get a job. What's his problem?
There's a lot of stuff that goes on with that. There's a lot of mental illness.
Of course.
I mean,
I'm just saying, that's how people look at it.
You ever see this documentary?
But I'm not inclined to deal with
I Am?
Once you, yes, I have. I think once you get to be like a dude and you're pissing yourself and you're on the street, like to bring you back to baseline and build you up again, God damn, that's an effort. You know,
I'm not saying we shouldn't do it. We're never going to do that.
Yeah, I'm not saying we shouldn't do it. I don't know what made that guy, but something went wrong and created that dude. We definitely need to patch this fucking thing up one way or another.
Yeah.
And having a company like Monsanto around ain't helping shit.
No, and then what is that? Like when you talk about like, Every country except for like three countries in the fucking world, the central bank is a Rothschild's bank. Or you think about things like that, about like why Hugo Chavez is an outcast and treated like Castro is because fucking he said, I'm not going to sell my natural resources to the World Bank and assuage my debt. Like when you look at that and you go, it's about money and control.
Uh-huh.
And you go, how much money you control? Like how many more billions do you need? Like yeah. What is that about? Or like you look at the thing where they break the oil pipeline and Halliburton comes to the rescue again. Fuck you. You know how to clean that up? Nobody knows how to clean that up. But you got a contract to clean it up. It's just more fleecing of the taxpayers, so we're paying for our own imprisonment. Like and that's the real rub. That's the whole game here is how can I keep the American public or all the public scared so that I can make you pay for your own imprisonment? How can we spin the euro so that the World Bank in Germany can buy Greece? It's not just taking corporations, we're jacking countries. Like
yeah,
that's crazy.
It's all based on someone's going to try to make money.
Right.
That's the only thing that everything is based
but
on.
But it's not even money. It's like, it's sicker than that. It's like a junkie. It's like when you tell me as a dope fiend and you go, if you're abstinent, if you have one, that's too many and 1,000's never enough. It's like it's an insatiable lust for power that they crave that because you've already got opulence for forever. Mm-hmm. So what is it?
It's just like we were talking about with the prison guard experiment. it's just human nature. When humans get to a certain point where they have ultimate control over people, they look at the regular people with disdain. They separate themselves from everybody else. It becomes a team of them, you know, these blue blood weirdos who wear fucking Eyes Wide Shut masks and go around fucking each other in the ass on videotape so that they, you know, have something on each other or whatever the fuck they do. It's just like anything else, man. They just have too much power. They manipulated the system. There's a rigged system. And they pass money down from generation to generation. And it was unenlightened person teaches unenlightened children to remain right. that way. And right. it goes on and on and on. And it doesn't match up to the model of information that's out there now. It's not like we're living in the 1500s where it's really tough to get word out. No one really knows how the fuck anything really works because the whole country's in the dark. You got to go to the library and get books. You can't, you know, there's no cars. It's like that era to get something by in that era. It was almost like balanced. It was normal. But now it's imbalanced because everybody knows it's a hustle. It's not like there's no confusion anymore. Anybody can go online and Google the stories about Monsanto. Right. Anybody can go online and Google lobbyists and find out how that whole thing works. Anybody can go online and read what people are saying that have actually read the NDAA and what a fucking crazy thing it is that Obama passed this. Anybody could do that now. And this wasn't the case when this right. sort of style of government was born. It's just evolved to a point where it's gotten too big.
Well, it's so funny, though, too, about people because nobody cares. Yeah. It's like after the Bush administration, the robbery was obscene and blatant, yeah. and nobody cared. Nobody cared that he didn't really have a grasp on English. nobody cared. Nobody cares about Mitt Romney, how crazy he sounds. He's like, you can't roll down the window in an airplane and so you can't get fresh air in the plane. Somebody's got to fix that.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. You're an insane fucking person. You're nearly retarded, and you're vying for one of the highest offices. But that's not the crazy part. The crazy part is there's grips of people that are on your side
because he's white.
It's so nutty.
He's a businessman. He's white, and the fact that he's a businessman, the fact that he's been raiding companies and fucking
how about what he said about
jobs away
he's that videotape of him recently where he's going, yeah, the 46% of Americans that are just taking from the country, they're just scabs on the country, and we got to stop that out. These are people that were paying into all these social programs. That's who he's talking about, is yeah. retirees and shit. And
it's he's talking about he's saying that 47% people, apparently, I didn't know this, but 47% of the people in this country don't pay income taxes. They don't make enough money to pay income right. taxes. And he was like, those people, I don't worry about those. And they still pay taxes because they pay property right. taxes. They right. pay, you know,
food taxes on food. Sale taxes, yeah. everything. Yeah.
But he was trying to say that they don't contribute, so they'll never vote for him. And everybody was like, what did you say, you crazy asshole?
It's so crazy.
So you're like, you can't concentrate on them. It's like, well, you can't concentrate on half the public?
On people.
Yeah, on half the people. You can't try to talk to them and explain to them that you can help them. Whoa, like he's an elitist. He's as clear and elitist as it can be. I'm not into what Obama's done. I don't like it.
He's
a
prick, too.
It makes me sad.
That's a bummer.
That's
I really had
the
hope.
First black guy that's president who's a liberal, who's a brilliant guy, who's Harvard educated, and this is the result. The National Defense Authorization Act, all the ridiculousness that's gone on with WikiLeaks.
Make anybody a terrorist. Yeah. You've got zero rights in court. We can hold you indefinitely. All of that shit, dude. And like, and for him, what I was hoping for, I'm hoping the second term, it is he just played ball the first term. That's my fantasy, which I know isn't true.
Chris but Rock's just, been saying that. Like, you know, the second term's and you do some gangster shit. I'm like, come on.
We'll see.
You can't, that's ridiculous. Yeah. If that's really the case, but first of all, you can't – freedoms taken away are never returned. No. It's once you give away some freedom, yeah. it doesn't ever, never in the history of the world has it gone back.
And I'm sorry, retards, it's not World War II freedom or yeah. your great granddaddy in World War I or something, you fucking asshole. It's people that came and carved a fucking country out from England. Like, that's yeah. the freedom that was fucking bought from with a wholesale clean slate place. Like, we don't get that shit back.
And ever since then, it's slowly sliding away.
Yep.
And those guys that built it back then, they knew that this could fucking fall apart. So they put a bunch of safeguards in place. And essentially, lately, the politicians have been cutting those up and selling those down the river, and all without the support of the American people. We haven't told
nobody was
to
even
do this.
For that.
No one's for it. Not only is no one for it, most people don't don't even know it's happened. I mean, I've talked to friends that are like really politically active, supposedly, and you bring up the National Defense Authorization Act, and because it's not on CNN,
right?
They think like, oh, what the fuck, you know?
They get to keep
real.
It off CNN.
Yeah,
it's like that's the other thing. You got to listen to Jamie Kilstein, or you got to listen to fucking. You got to go to other places for that. You know, even BBC. If you go and go online, you could find information about that. But
BBC, Al Jazeera, all that shit. You know, that's
terrorist.
Yeah, it's motherfuckers. It's weird, man. We got a weird world we live in, dude. It's very weird. It's strange. We got this woman coming on next week, Amber Lyon. She's from CNN.
She seems interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. She's gonna break open some massive. She exposed massive censorship at CNN. She kind of told what it's like over there, and we're gonna sit down with her next week. And
they'll treat her like WikiLeaks. They'll sue her to oblivion. It goes back to that thing about with the family on the train tracks.
But it's too obvious at this point. It's too obvious that there's censorship when there's issues, especially like the National Defense Authorization Act, which is really an unconstitutional act. It's horrifying when you read what they can do. Indefinite detention of American civilians who essentially have no recourse, no right to trial. They can just detain you. You don't have rights anymore. It's like the whole idea of this country is innocent until proven guilty. And the reason that is the case is because there's a lot of people that got accused of something that weren't guilty. It's that simple.
Think about trusting the TSA, the guys at TSA that you walk up on, because that's who is going to enforce this stuff. Exactly. Are people like that?
Like that. Indefinite detention under the rule of the TSA.
Just decided drooling. Yeah. They can't control what they eat. They can't control anything. Their flatulence is more widespread than mine.
And their idea behind this is that what they're doing is preparing for a fucking Arab Spring type rebellion. Ridiculous. And we're gonna be able to have these things so we can legally do the things that are horrible and immoral. But since we wrote them down on paper, we can do it now. So we're going to do it. So we're just going to set it up nice and slow where we change the country and literally turn everything into a police state. Oh, and by the way, we're going to have drones. Do you mind if we have drones? We're just thinking of just pass it. We know what we're doing. Don't worry. We're going to have 30,000 of them floating in the sky in the next 10 years.
I was talking to people last week about this, and the thing is like with the people that would vote for whoever your candidate is, whatever. But the people that are so easily fleeced in the country, you go, if it's, you know, we pass a law, it's okay to fuck your kids now. It's totally okay. You can have intercourse with a child. Then they go, well, it's legal. At least it's not illegal. It's like it's such a fucking battle cry for numbskulls.
Yeah. Well, they passed a law in New York City recently saying that rabbis have to get consent from the parents before the moil sucks on the kid's dick after circumcision, because a couple kids have died over the past few years because of herpes. So these asshole rabbis...
Herpes can kill you?
Yes, when you're a baby. Yes.
Wow.
Herpes can kill you. So these rabbi assholes with cold sores are sucking off baby dicks and giving them... This is not... I'm not making any of this up.
I never knew that was part of the thing.
So they passed a law. So now there's a law that says you have to just get the parents' consent and you can still do it. You can still suck a baby's dick. Because it's a religious practice. Because it's a religious act. And they do it because it says that in the Torah that, you know, you're supposed to do it with your mouth because it's the closest thing to it, and because saliva has antiseptic properties. Because this is how people lived thousands of years ago. So when they perform circumcision, the traditional method.
Purell.
Yeah, there's plenty of antiseptics. Although putting Purell on a baby's dick after you cut it seems rather cruel. Just
body.
Get him used
they're
going to
be
it.
Fine. Get them. Toughen them up. Toughen up that boy. He's scared of a little Purell in the dick.
I don't know. All that shit that's out there, then what do you do with it? What's a recourse when you've got... Like, there's nothing you can do
about
NDAA.
You gotta make that illegal, first of all.
But you can't. You can't fight Obama.
Can't suck
and his
baby's
choices.
Dicks.
You can't fight that.
Well, it's so disappointing that a guy like Obama was the one who came up with this.
So then,
like,
what's the recourse?
Or not just came up with this, rather, but approved this in office. He had to stand. He had to do a JFK there. He had to stand up for that. If you're going to be a real president, you have to stand up for that, and you have to expose it to the public and say, "Look, this is an issue that I cannot sign, and this is why," and make a stand. And say, listen, you guys can make a lot of money, but you can't do this. You can make plenty of money still. You'll have plenty of control still.
State of the Union address. Why aren't you talking about that at a State of the Union address? You know what I mean?
It's like, why isn't he? Why isn't everybody? Why isn't it a huge issue?
And so then the whole thing goes back to me.
Yeah, there is. You just turned off my power, though.
Really?
Yeah.
What went off?
My laptop. But
well, my laptop is not getting any power. Oh, now it does. See, it wasn't working, dude. I was getting no power for some reason.
Yeah.
When I turned it off, that switch is probably...
No, it's not.
Whack. Well, it's something probably the happened, connection. But I just turned that off and back on, and now it works. Yeah. I didn't touch it before that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't on.
It's magic.
Probably that mag
shit's going to blow up. Well, this is a building that's super crazy old. This place has been here since like 1961.
Really?
Yeah, so the electrical system in here is really wonky.
Was the cannabis shop, was that here before you guys, or yeah, they came in after you guys?
No, they were here before us. We've only been I did my first show here in 94, but we've only been like hanging out here on a regular for like what, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Probably 2 years doing shows here. So the weed store was already here. Okay, this whole area is like very weedy. There's a lot of weed going on in this area. Yeah, it's real weird, like where you can get away with certain things, where you can like teach people how to grow and shit, yep, and have hydroponic shops, and they don't come down on you.
Yep.
But this area is like. But then if you were in San Diego, you can't rock that shit in San Diego. And in Palm Beach, they're closing them down in Palm Beach. Yeah. They're trying to stop.
Denver, they stopped. They put a moratorium on them that you can't open anymore. There were so many everywhere.
They're so crazy. Denver's awesome.
In New Mexico, they opened them up, and they said they legalized it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like 10 prescriptions they gave out. They won't give anybody a card. And then there's not really any. They didn't think it out, really. It doesn't seem like anywhere where they go, dispensaries have to meet these criterion or any of that kind of stuff. And so they're like, nobody can be a dispensary. Or maybe anybody can, or they're not sure.
I think it's at 13 states now.
Really?
I think 13 states out of 50 have some sort of medical marijuana program. The interesting one was Rhode Island, where Rhode Island said they would use their state police to fight off federal agents if they came down to close them off.
Holy shit.
Yeah, Rhode Island saying, you're not going to arrest Rhode Island citizens for this. And I was like, wow, Rhode Island went gangster with the Fed.
Good.
Because they were coming in and just arresting people who are not violating state law, right, which is unconstitutional, which is more shit. There's a reason why it's set up this way. So for the federal government to come in and say that, you know, we're superseding your state government, this is the reason why there's a state in the first place. It's so the federal government can't do that.
Is that
the only
people
time
to starve?
The only time, like, it was supposed to be where the federal government has power was when we were in a state of war. So we're in a constant state of war
all the time.
Yeah, we're just being a constant state of war, so we always can control.
How about the
this
cities in like, there's real problems in like Sacramento. Where is it?
Too many hackers.
Mammoth. Yeah, right.
is that what the problem is?
That are bankrupt. Yeah. That now their pensions of all the firefighters there, all the cops that have retired. Sorry, we can't fucking pay you. We're bankrupt. Like, who is that fucking accountant?
Yeah.
Like you're just stealing so much that the state is not the state can't take care of this city that's bankrupt. That's a major metropolitan. Like, that's crazy. There's like three in California right now. But we're gonna go ahead and send federal money after some guy smoking weed.
Well, what's really important is that we police Afghanistan. That's really important. We gotta make sure that everything's okay over there. You know, they're training people, and then the people are just turning their guns on the American troops, just gunning them down.
They're like, thanks.
They're getting freebies. They give them a gun, and they just gun down American troops. I mean, it's happening on a regular basis now. Suicide bombings and all kinds of craziness over there. Dude, we had this guy Shane Smith from Vice.com on, who told us about interviewing these guys who had kids strapped with dynamite. They're talking about how they use kids as devices to detonate bombs.
Like a vehicle.
Yeah, use it as a vehicle for delivering a bomb. That's a child. Yeah. I mean, it's scary shit. And we're like, well, we need to be over there. We need to keep that place in line. Like, what kind of a shit job are we doing of keeping that place in line if they got children suicide bombers
that's
on
the
regular?
It's like, is there anybody that doesn't love their kids? Like, everybody that has kids loves kids, unless they're really fucked up. It's not like, you can't sell me on the whole thing. Afghanis, they just don't like their kids. That's the way Afghanis are. Like, that's fucking silly. It's like in North Africa where my friends would go on merchant marine boats and they'd go, dude, there's people with just their fucking limbs cut off. And I thought it was an epidemic, but they said, no, it makes them better beggars. Like in India.
What?
And so they'll disfigure or maim children because the best place you're going to get in life is as a beggar. Like, that's how some places in the world are. And so the best, they're so frustrated and so fucked in Afghanistan, or if you want to talk about anywhere in the Middle East where they're like, they'll strap bombs onto people and go. It's like, that's not crazy people. Those are people that are so fucking frustrated with their empty position that they're either going to kill themselves, like the 2,000 people that are doing over Monsanto in India, or they're going to fucking try to make a statement while they do it.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
Let's look at that problem. Roll of the dice.
Fuck,
being born there. Imagine being born in Kabul.
And what are you going to do for those people?
Yeah,
a couple guys with an M16 are going to could take care of that problem? Really?
You ain't getting
seems
out.
Above their pay grade.
You ain't getting out, bitch. You ain't going nowhere, right? I mean, where the fuck are you going to go? If you're born in, like, Somalia, what is the best you can do?
Be a pirate.
You think so?
Yeah, that's the best shit, right?
All
I mean, there's nothing else. Right? You're going to starve, or you're going to be like Tommy Lee at the club. Like, I'm going to be a pirate.
Yeah, there's got to be a way to figure out a way to have an impact on people to the point where politicians are forced to recognize that we need another sort of another reconsideration of the way we're running things. That we need to sit down and like really plan this thing out, because the corruption that we have, it's not that it's necessary. It's just corruption is necessary the way it's run right here. You got to figure out a way. If you can figure out a way to get the internet wirelessly and throw it through the air, how come you can't figure out a way to navigate humanity?
Right.
How come you can't figure out a way to make things fair for people?
They kill those. The unfair is what they like.
I know, but isn't it funny? There's just pussies that want. It's like they want the cheat codes to the video games.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They don't want to actually play the game.
And that's who runs shit.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. It's.
I mean, you look at like Tesla, and you look at what happened with like he's like, I can take electricity from the air and give it to everybody for free. They're like, the fuck you can.
Yeah.
And then all his shit gets destroyed. Like that's crazy.
Well, Tesla apparently was really nuts too, though. They say that he had a relationship with a pigeon. He was in love with a pigeon.
We can't judge. I'm not judging,
but I'm just saying. I think in order to have the kind of mind that can create so many things, I mean, Tesla was involved in.
Wasn't it you that was telling me about that though? About like when like. That he thought that sex was such a distraction that he had to destroy his sexuality.
Yeah.
Like, that's a guy, like, a fucking wicked genius. He thought of the radio. Like, that could do that. Like, that guy, what does destroying his sexuality mean? Like, that's crazy. And that was an encumbrance. Like, I'm sorry, I'm thinking about science too much to think about my dick ever. Like,
I think he had some sort of a relationship with a woman that really wrecked him. And it was like really, he was really twisted and confused by it, and it really fucked him up. So there was a quote that Tesla had destroyed his sexuality. That was the that was the quote, that he had destroyed his sexuality, which is really fascinating, man. I don't know what that means, but I guess he made a conscious decision. He like said, you know what? This is obviously this is the problem. This thing is fucking my life up, and he was willing to put his money where his mouth is and stop the ball flow.
I know a scientist. She's he like made all kinds of shit. He was on like Monster Garage, that what's his name show, and wrote for like Scientific American and shit. Does all kinds of different shit, but thought I'm an experiment and I want to change myself into a woman, and did like a homemade. That would be a fascinating one for your show. This fucking lady did a homemade sex change and became a woman.
Ooh.
Who's like
homemade?
Yeah. Like with no, I don't think did any hormones, and maybe self-administered hormones and all like
crazy.
I don't know if it's a self-surgery fully, but wow. Ended up getting.
I bet it doesn't feel the same and it smells different.
Oh.
Interesting. They said that eunuchs. There's
super interesting.
A study that just came out. A study of over 80 eunuchs from the Joseon Dynasty, which ruled in Korea from 1392 to 1897. They looked at the world's only record of eunuchs' lives and compared them to genealogical records of other men of similar social rank. And the researchers cross-checked their results with other royal records. And what they found was the average lifespan of a eunuch, and a eunuch is someone that has their dick and balls cut off, was around 70 years, 14 to 19 years higher than those of non-castrated men of similar social standing.
I'll give up so, 15 years.
What do you think it is? They were just like in less danger, less stress? It's probably just dealing with women.
And it's
probably just dealing with
so much of that,
the stress of chasing pussy. It's like really bad in your heart. These crazy fucks.
Well, how many people would even get out of bed really if it wasn't for some pussy at the end, like whether to go work out or whether to go make money? It's like it kind of drives a lot of us guys to get out and do stuff.
Yeah, it becomes the main motivating factor and for so a lot of people, especially that, early in life.
And then I wonder how like eunuchs are. Why were they made eunuchs? To get taken care of? There was some kind of in servitude, right? And so
probably
they're taken care of. They're like on welfare in a way. They're a completely socialist unit, so they don't have any stress about money or about who's going to steal their pigs or any of that shit, right?
Right. They're probably, I mean, it said dynasty, so I'm assuming that's like kings,
right? Right.
So the, That's interesting. Castration, which removes the source of the male hormones, increases lifespan in animals.
Let's try it, guys.
I'll tell you what, man. I had my dog fixed when he was 5, and he changed. He got real tired all the time. He got lazy. He just wanted to lay down. It was sad. It was sad to watch. It was sad. He was always horny and shit. So I was like, oh, I think I need to get him fixed. He's just a poor guy. He's like, he's in, you know, the doctors will tell you. Yeah, the doctors will tell you it's important. One point in time, his balls were aching. I thought there was something wrong with him. He was like going down the stairs and he was yiping. I was like, what's the matter, buddy? So I wound up taking him to the vet, and the vet said, there's a dog in heat in your neighborhood. And his dick and balls were hurting so bad because of the dog and heat that he couldn't walk downstairs. He would yipe.
Yep.
And I was like, this poor guy's tortured. It's not like I got steady pussy around him all the time.
Yep. The vet didn't give him release, did he?
I don't think so. Oh, I don't think the vet. Imagine if that's what they do.
All right.
Why wouldn't you? That's your best friend.
Yeah. Well, the vet's supposed to suck the penis. It's in the Torah. After he cuts it, he must suck it.
You need a Jewish vet.
Yeah. Imagine if there was like,
dude, I had a
religious things for
that motherfucker. His knot came out, you know, the knot in the penis of the dog that connects them to, like, so they ensure insemination. Yeah. And fucking, it came out past the sheath of his skin. I looked at that poor fucker and he's just, not happy at all. And I'm like, good luck with it, you know, like, I just gotta wait till the swelling goes down, I guess, and goes in. But it's like, you could see it almost tearing the skin back to fucking go back into, like, awful.
Well, you know, this is a funny thing about animals, that crazy desire to breed. In bees, especially in honeybees, the male honeybee has sex with the female honeybee, and his dick explodes. Okay, his dick lodges inside
explodes.
Of her. It breaks off, pops. His balls literally burst. His testicles burst, and his penis breaks off inside her, and he dies. He, like, bleeds out. The honeybee, he's driven to fuck. Okay,
right.
And he fucks, and when he fucks, he dies.
That's it.
It's amazing. Honeybees get like one shot of fucking and one shot of killing. They get one shot. If they sting you, the stinger is that's it. It rips off from their abdomen and they die.
They die. After
they die. They die when they sting you.
That gives me consolation.
Isn't that crazy though? Whoa. What a shit design, man. What is that? Right. What do you want? Elephantitis. This is a sketch.
Remember your testes and you.
Here. What is this from?
From, remember Johnny Dangerously or whatever?
Oh,
Piscopo?
This is Johnny Dangerously. Oh, that's funny. That's what it's from.
You are a mad researcher, sir. Hi.
Yeah, how could you remember that?
This was my favorite as a kid.
All right, cut it off.
Makes sense.
That was a good movie, though. Johnny. That was back when Michael Keaton was like the man. What happened to that guy?
I don't know.
Do you think he just like moved to Malibu and just?
I feel like he got a little throwback from Michael J. Fox. I always got those confused, and maybe there's a little illness.
Well,
that
one of them was Batman.
Him. Yeah, it's hard to remember. Even then.
Michael Keaton was a good fucking Batman. He was a good Batman.
I thought that, but I just watched it like 4 months ago, and it totally wasn't that good.
Doesn't
anymore.
Hold up.
That was really
yeah,
bad.
It doesn't hold up. But wasn't Jack Nicholson the Joker?
No, it was
Jack
Danny
Nicholson
DeVito.
Was the Joker.
Oh, I watched the one
Danny
with Danny
DeVito.
DeVito
was the Penguin.
Yeah.
And Michael Keaton was in that one too.
Yeah,
he was the Batman more than once.
I think it was twice. Yeah.
Have you seen the picture of Val Kilmer with his head the size of a pumpkin?
Guy,
and it just says, LOL, I used to be Batman.
That fucking poor guy.
That's so funny.
Isn't he live in New Mexico,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he does. He's got a ranch out there.
He apparently gets mad at people for going on his ranch. They go fishing on his ranch.
It's like, New Mexico's like Hawaii, kind of. Like, you can't, if you're not from there, like, that's one of the questions. Like, if there's beef with somebody or you're on the road, like, it's like, where are you from? Like, we're going to fight now.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like, if you walk around, like, Oahu at night, like, that's, if you're going to scrap with somebody, it's just going to happen. And New Mexico's kind of like that. And fucking, he lives out in this place in Raton, whereas, like, I don't know, like, you want to, it's like all families, old families, it's the same families that have had different families, and they're all kind of, that's the community. And he, I guess, just pisses those people off, drives through crazy and the whole deal, or parties. And
really?
It seems like very unwise. Like, that's an indicator of how fucked up he is, that he's not even aware of the danger that he's in.
Yeah.
But he's got, I think, some bad demons, you know?
Well, he's a movie star, a big-time movie star, and he's living amongst, like, real humble folk.
Folks that maybe make 12 grand a year.
Yeah,
like,
and he's kind of flaunting it around. That's fascinating.
And loaded a lot.
Does he have like handlers or security?
One of my friends used to work for him, and would procure shit for him, but I don't
procure shit for him.
Like, I don't know exactly what like all his life is like. You know?
Statement. Procure shit for him. Yeah, what happened? He just decided to like take his movie star money and just check out for a few years.
Last time I saw him, I did a show called Felon that he was the star of, but he's like absent the whole time. And then I saw him on some Indian Grammys type shit, and he could barely get sentences together. It was like watching Bob Dylan perform. It was just like it was sad, man.
Oh wow!
But they are talking. They're in talks.
Why is Bob Dylan can't get sentences?
Dude, last time I saw him perform, it was like just slobbery drunk. Like
Bob Dylan was
on stage. Hey, yeah.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
Bob Dylan gets hammered.
Oh, he was at that time.
Where was this?
It was on some big award show. It was like the Emmys or the Grammys or something like that that he was performing.
And there was a
huge black woman that was singing backup that ended up taking over kind of. For
really?
Him. It was embarrassingly so. Yeah.
Why have I not heard this? Yeah. Bob Dylan drunk. Dylan sings drunk. I've never heard this.
Yeah.
I've never heard a bad word about Bob Dylan. That's one of the weird things. He's one of those dudes. It's like, you know,
it's
you
not
have
a
to
bad
respect.
Word. He had a couple drinks. You know, let's give him a break.
Okay, Brian, go to Bob Dylan singing drunk on stage on YouTube. Okay. Yeah, maybe he's just old, dude. Old dudes don't talk.
Well,
so
it
well.
Could be. Who knows?
Get to a certain level. You see it? Let's see how drunk he sounds. Oh, can you get some volume?
Oh, this is, seems like a fake video.
Why do you say that?
Because it's... All right, we'll see. What is that?
Brian, I'll suss it out.
Do you know how to get noise out of it this time?
Yeah, it's got noise. It's just not loading up. And it's got...
What's the tip-off that it's fake, Brian?
Here it goes. That's just someone being old.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's off. Scene. But there was something else.
Yeah.
Well, if you Google it, there's like apparently a bunch of them. Bob Dylan drunk. Another one.
So tell me about your kettlebells.
What about them? You want to know?
I want to know, are they shaped like monkeys?
Can't talk about that right now.
Really? Are they not out yet?
No.
Really?
I can't tell you that, man. You just
because I need to buy kettlebells for the gym.
I'll get you some.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get you them through on it. But it's the kettlebells that we have are the same ones from Troy. You know those big fat handles.
Yeah.
They're excellent.
Awesome.
They're the shit. What do you still have that kettlebell?
Yeah, I've got a CrossFit Jiu-Jitsu gym like
in Santa Fe.
My 10th Planet satellite has got a CrossFit gym in it in Santa Fe. Yeah.
Are you going to train down here while you're?
Yeah,
down?
Yeah. I'm down at Scotty's usually.
Cool.
Down on Pico.
Where is he at?
He's at like Pico and Doheny.
Okay. Yeah, I don't get down there.
10th Planet West LA.
Paula.com. West LA.
Scott Epstein.
There's so many different satellites now.
Alders, dude, there's how many? 50?
I don't know. He's got a lot of different.
I know. Schools. I want to go see Alders too, dude. I really want to. I haven't seen Alders in a long time.
It's at a good Muay Thai gym too, which is a nice little.
Nice. Pro. I see he's got a lot of fighters there.
Yeah. I got to find a good Muay Thai gym, some place to do some Muay Thai. I need to mix it up a little bit.
Do you want to spar or what do you want to do? Then why don't you just get a guy to hold pads? You know?
Yeah, that's good. I like to do drills too. Just the rattle in the dome is not good for you.
Nope.
I know too many dudes who are getting a little weird just from sparring.
How many people that don't quit soon enough?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's a tricky thing, isn't it? I mean, you retired. For folks who don't know, Tate was on season 2, The Ultimate Fighter. Season 3. Michael Bisping's year, year Bisping won.
Yep.
Tate was on that, and you had a couple fights after that, and you're like, you know what, this is...
Yeah, you know, you just get diminishing returns after a while, and you got to make that choice, I think, and go, what's the payoff here? And even if you're really getting really big payoffs, like Chuck Liddell money at that time or something like that, it's like, what is the payoff of forever kind of having, like thinking everything clearly, because I've been knocked out a couple times, and there's times after that where you know that you're not enunciating, you have to really think, you have to really put thought into your mechanisms to get the words out clearly, and you're like, but you're thinking it clearly, but it's just not going to your mouth. And you're like, when I thought that, I'd be like, holy fuck. And I talked to Jardine about it a lot. And he's like, yeah, I'm doing crossword puzzles. I'm like, me too. Like every morning we're doing crossword puzzles after sparring. But it's fucking crazy, dude.
That's what George Foreman said too.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that it helped. Not George, but myself, you know, like you wonder what that is. And like you would talk about it, always rang in my head, you know, that they don't even know until 10 years after the concussion what the damage is. And then I start thinking about residual damage, like not even knockouts, but dudes that are just getting jarred. It's like you're getting fucking jarred all the time. And like even just wrestlers, man, like our football players, everybody gets it. It's not just people with head trauma that's directly. It's like it's the vibration in your body and the shaking of that head. You know, I mean, I know stuntmen that have it too. But
yeah,
it's a real dangerous thing, and it's something to really be cognitive about and to go what is enough and where do I go from here and what will the rest of my life be. And the big thing I think with fighters, especially, is like here's a bunch of dudes that, you know, there's not everybody that's a Kenny Florian or something like that. That's like a, and by that I mean like a career in law perhaps that he was going to have, right? Wasn't he a law student at one time?
I'm not sure, but you know,
there's a bunch of highly educated fighters. Yeah. You know what I mean? That are out there, and now he's got a great job as a analyst and all that. But
he also has a gym. You know, he has his own gym. I know he still
has his brother runs,
place.
Right?
I think he opened up a place in Beverly Hills too, or he's going to.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, he knows what to do. I mean, Kenny Florian's a really smart guy.
But there's that kind of thing, and that's only so many guys. And so then you think, you know, all these guys that were working construction or that were working as bouncers or whatever, what am I? Because now I'm a fighter. It's kind of a heralded thing. You get, and people are like in the store and they go, oh, look, he's a fighter. And like, what are you now, though? And that kind of getting to the root of yourself at the end of your career and going, who am I without this? Or if you move to a new place, like a new city, and you don't have the same job, you don't have the same friends, you don't have the same girlfriend, you're broke. Like, who are you now without any money in your pocket, without any of that? Like, and really getting to the base of yourself as a human. And it's a scary question. I think that is the reason that guys stay too long in those sports, is because they're like, well, fuck, what would I be without this?
Right.
And to me, that always seemed like a prison. Like, I never wanted to be in a position where I was going, oh, well, I'm a slave to this because I don't know what else would be possible. And I'm like, I want to live in that infinite possibility that anything's possible. And let's go jump off the cliff and see what's down there, you know?
Apparently, Bob Dylan was in a motorcycle accident.
Really?
And he was talked into by his band into getting speech therapy because he was in sort of denial about his slurring of the words after the motorcycle accident.
How dare me.
That's apparently the story online.
How dare me for
according to some dude on my message board named KM Design.
My apologies to Bob Dylan and his family.
You're thinking Bob, but you think a good guy's that creative probably has some demons, probably just getting lit up every night. Maybe he just gets drunk and he's got a head injury. Maybe it's both.
He's got a great publicist.
Maybe he was getting hammered and he's like, I need a good excuse. And got himself a motorcycle accident.
Crash, son. I'm a victim. Well, I remember clearly when fucking Crazy Man had that the motorcycle accident where he hit the fuck's his name, the guy who's is always crazy on those reality shows, the older guy, Lethal Weapon, Gary Busey. Gary Busey had a legit serious impact with a curb in his fucking head and almost died, and his head changed shape. Like, if you look at his face, pre-motorcycle accident and post-motorcycle accident, one of his eyes moved up or moved down.
I saw a guy fall out of a car today. They're taking a right off of Olympic, and I saw the door was open on the car, and then they go to start taking the right, and I see a hand reach out to grab the door, and he bends the corner, and I'm kind of looking back, and boop, 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 the dude falls out. I was like, how does that even happen?
This is so weird that you asked this. In the last week, I've seen maybe 3 or 4 people fall on the ground. Like, I'm driving, and I just see, like, a woman fall.
Crazy.
Like, I've had 3 or 4 times this week I've seen it. Like, have you noticed any people falling lately? No. Like, is this just, like, a coincidence that I feel like we should see all these people falling?
Does this have to do with chemtrails?
I don't know, man. Tower 7 Bravo.
Call Eddie Bravo, see if there's a falling conspiracy. He'll tell you it's orbs. Something in the air. Man. Chemtrails making people fall. I don't know. I mean, do you think that there's a, you really think there's a conspiracy that people are falling?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, this week, I for some reason, I've seen so many people fall where I'm just, like, driving by, like, should I help this person? Oh, there's, a, like, an ambulance it's right
a
there.
Terrible photo of a person in China today that was run over by a street flattening truck. They were trying to get protesters out, and the guy stood his ground.
Like a paver.
So, yeah, they ran over him.
Holy
fuck.
Yeah, it's horrific.
It's like Tiananmen Square all over again.
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah. In China, they'll still run you over, man. You're getting, you know, they're not quite there yet.
With no
here.
Recourse.
They're not quite that yet here, but as long as the government keeps passing shit like the NDAA, that's around the corner. The flattening you with a steamroller.
Well,
act.
and now you can't occupy Wall Street. God damn it! It's like you can't. He made that a felony to peaceably protest without a permit.
Yeah,
and so now that's a felonious act to go and assemble to protest corporations, which our fucking government is simply a shadow for anyway.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird.
Gross.
It's like, how much can you just enjoy it and just live life and try to, you know, to be cool in your own community and be surrounded by
exactly.
Your own, you try to only rock it that way, but you gotta always think that these motherfuckers could come in and fuck up your shit.
Yeah.
And think that they're allowed to. It's like, you really aren't that much connected to someone who lives in Washington, D.C. You're just not. They're too far away. It's really crazy. But someone who's got a boner for you in Washington, D.C. that has power could decide to use it and find some reason to fuck you over and come after you, especially if you're involved in something that they've written down on paper says you're not allowed to do.
Or even if you're not and you're opposed to that thing publicly – then you're vilified in another, you know, they can do whatever they want to get behind that. And it makes me think those people just haven't had like some nice steamed broccoli and a steak. Well, get yourself a good ribeye, medium, and go and help some people. What feels fucking better than helping people? Like, go out and help, like, as far as like how we can shove people down, how we can control people. How about you help people? There's an enrichment there. And then when everybody does better, everybody fucking does better. And it's a fucking universal law, you cocksuckers.
It is. But the problem is you're dealing with people that, first of all, are completely unenlightened. And again, they're operating. The people that are in power now, besides Obama, who's essentially a child of the internet. I mean, he existed before the internet, but he's had massive amounts of access to it since the 1990s when it was around. So he's basically grown, maybe not grown up, but grown with it. But the other people that are in, like if you look at like a Newt Gingrich type character or Dick Cheney, those guys are operating on the old way. They're operating the old way of corruption when you can get away with shit, like Iran-Contra. You could bribe off judges and figure out a way to sneak shit under the door and change the law so it makes what you're doing legal. And that is the way they've been rocking it since the beginning of time. It's going to take the next generation coming up. It's going to take – we had this guy, David Seaman, on the podcast who was a congressional candidate or is a congressional candidate. He's 26 years old. And he's, trying to expose all the bullshit that's going on in politics and in with the lobbyists and just it's so much for a young guy to take on if you really want a career in cleaning up corruption and you want to actually live and not get sniped. You gotta
or become a pedophile or whatever else they put on you. I mean, they can make him whatever. You know, that's the scary part.
Oh, sure.
Part.
Yeah, they
or
can easily
go,
turn
you know
into
what?
A criminal.
We'll give you $5 million. Like, we have that. That's easy money. Just get on board.
Yeah, and they can figure out a way to compromise you nice and slowly.
Yep.
You know?
Nicely and slowly. They just slow cook.
Didn't they
ass.
Do that with Kennedy? They brought him down to Cuba and got him some hookers and shit. And
Maryland.
The mob filmed
they paid
him.
For Maryland.
They paid for Maryland?
Maryland went down there. Paid her like...
I think you're making shit up now.
$1,000.
I see that face.
$1,000.
That's I'm making shit up face.
It's only $1,000 from Maryland.
She wasn't that expensive.
What do you think $1,000 is worth in the Marilyn Monroe days? It's probably like, could you get a car for $1,000?
Yeah, is that $6,000?
Really?
Well, they were talking about what's like a brand new Mustang, like when the Fastback came out, like 65, like $3,500 or something like that.
New Mustang.
19th price.
Let's go with 1963.
Because I think a Fastback, if you got a Fastback or you could have Maryland for a week, like that's probably comparable. Yeah? I don't know.
What, a Fastback or Maryland for a week?
Yeah.
No, you need a Fleshlight and a Mustang. That's what you need. Pretend. Pretend. A week, you kill yourself. You'd be like, I can't believe I could have had a fucking 1965 Mustang.
I could have had a Fleshlight. I could have had a V8.
I'm going to a Fleshlight party tomorrow.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Fascinating. Are you gonna talk to girls there, Brian?
Alexis, Texas is gonna be there.
Oh, that awesome! Girl's big old booty on her.
That
right?
Girl's got
booty.
That
I've
girl
seen her
is
on film.
Proof that we that men don't give a fuck about skinny like stick figure type chick.
Thick
that is
legs
not what
and
we
ass.
Like.
Thick legs and ass.
That
thank
girl
you
is
very much.
At least 5 pounds.
And a smile.
Overweight. Yeah.
Does she ever
yeah.
not have a smile?
Oh yeah, even when she's blowing guys, she's smiling.
I've always wanted to meet her.
These are all Mustangs for sale. It doesn't really say what it cost back then. Oh, wait a minute.
If we do like a price circa.
There's a bunch of different
Missy
sites.
Missy Martinez.
I don't know who that is.
Who's Missy Martinez?
My new
See,
favorite.
You
She's
know,
cool.
like, you're ahead of the curve, kid.
Yeah. He's got the ones that just moved from Arkansas. They've been here 3 weeks. Yeah.
Caden Cross, you know her?
Uh-uh.
Oh, she's hot.
Wow, yeah, I've seen her before.
Sam Tripoli?
Sam Tripoli is the hottest
is he,
one.
Is he going to be there with the
yeah.
twins?
Yeah, I heard Brian Cowan's going to be there. That seems like a bad idea.
Mm. Why is that a bad idea, Brian?
What?
Why is it a bad idea?
Just so many hot chicks. He's going to go crazy.
Mm. Man, he's a handsome guy.
He's going to kill him with his comedy.
Who's better looking than Brian Callen, really?
Probably I know, you. It's romantic.
And then next in line, Brian.
I'm still waiting for Brian to take me to Olive Garden.
Oh, it can happen.
And what's going to happen when you get there, Tate?
We're going to have we're gonna have a sensible meal.
We're going to have butter coffee and...
What happens at Olive Garden? I don't even know what happens behind those doors, Brian.
You've ate at Olive Garden.
Okay.
You have eaten.
A soldier had hiccups, okay? And one soldier was trying to scare this soldier out of his hiccups. And the way he did it was shooting him in the face.
That would work, I guess, to cure the hiccups.
Yeah.
That seems like the worst excuse for shooting your buddy ever.
And he's being charged with manslaughter. This is just...
Not murder.
No.
Because he had a stupid excuse.
He pulled out a gun in order to scare him and stop the hiccups, and the gun went off.
That's crazy.
And he blew the guy's brains off.
I feel like if you make that poor decision, we should put you in prison anyway, regardless if it's manslaughter or whatever.
Well, when you think about these guys that have been over there and have seen action, you know, if you ever seen some of those Soldiers Against the Iraq War, where they talk about all the different shit that their commanding officers told them to do, and
right.
the first guy who gets a yep. knife kill gets like days off, and yep. like you to kill people with knives, like, yep. and you go from that to like the regular world.
It's true. It's a different yeah. thing. Yeah,
you can't. It's almost like you
got
have
friends
to,
that were like in Blackwater or that were Force Recon Marines and shit. And it's like it's a different thing that they live with. And that years, I think, like maybe
never
6 years or something before. Like my one buddy didn't want to shoot himself in the face. Like every day afterwards, like, and you live through shit like that. You're at a young age, and you're asked to do horrific, unimaginable things for a cause that then it comes to light eventually. If you're a thinking person, all like, we're not even supposed to do like this is unjust.
Isn't it amazing Ugh. How our depictions of like if you look at like theatrical depictions or you know romantic movies about war. Very little of them dealt with the real horrors of
right.
war.
Look at our fucking news.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to Spain or something and look at the news, there's bodies. There's body parts. There's the mm-hmm. horror of what death is. And here in America, we don't have any of that stuff. We got
That's why
zero.
We have 9% unemployment, and Spain has 25% take.
Is that why? That's the
yeah,
reason?
Yeah, it's bad. Fuck. It keeps people out of work.
I had no idea.
If you want to see violence on TV and reality on TV, you hate America.
Oh.
We're not ready for that.
Oh. That makes sense. Who do I vote for?
You. Imagine what it's like for people that have this, like... Well, I've talked to a fucking guy. I talked to a guy who was at the ICE house a couple of weeks ago who came and told me about... he actually joined the army to try to pay for school, and then a month later, September 11th happened.
Ugh.
Yeah, so he got shipped off to Iraq, and he was telling me about what an insane clusterfuck it is, and then how when he first got there, right when he got there,
to
he
Iraq.
Was like, yep, he was like, well, you know, I guess at least we're coming over here, getting rid of a dictator, you know, getting rid
right.
of stopping something like September 11th happening, and then his commanding officer said, what the fuck are you talking about? We're here to get oil. That's what we're here yeah. for. Like, his commanding officer broke it down
Dude,
for him on the way.
My stepmom was like that. She was like, well, we're giving freedom to those people and this and that. I'm like,
yeah.
if that were even true, tell the mom in Minnesota who just fucking got her boy back in a bag.
Yeah.
About Iraqi freedom. Like, he doesn't, yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
These are dead people. Like, for we're going to push freedom at the end of a gun. That well, makes sense.
It's the ultimate irony, too, is because we got that guy in power. You know, the idea right. that this dictator, how did he become a dictator? He got a dictator because he's backed how by about the United
Noriega?
States.
And then Noriega says, I'm not playing ball. And they said, well, we're going to kidnap you then. A sovereign leader from another country. We send in special ops and kidnap him.
The only place where they rock it in a healthy way is places like fucking Iceland and shit. You gotta yep. go. You gotta go where it's really true. Cold and no one wants to go.
And those
there.
People are down for their yeah. country. Like yeah. you would never have. You don't have fucking food that's bad for you. You know. Right. I mean, you can eat shit, but it's like there's not like a conspiracy to hurt the populace. It's like the government is for the populace there. I think it's because it's small enough. There's only like 300,000 people in Iceland yeah. or something like that. It's so you very
could throw,
small.
You could throw bankers in jail there. Yeah, too. Yeah, yeah, they yeah, do yeah, shit
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Well, I just watched Lawless. Fucking
what is that?
Rad. It's a movie about moonshiners and during Prohibition, like Tom Hardy's in it.
Oh yeah, that's a good movie.
Dude, it was fun, man. But
did it just come out?
Yeah, I just saw it last night.
I haven't heard shit about that. You hear anything about nope. that?
It was good. You're gonna like it.
Really?
And fucking and like the way they deal with the law, they're like a couple sheriffs come through and they're like, You're trying to intimidate us and fucking the brass knuckles come out and shit. And it's like as long as you're righteous, everything's cool. Well yeah, we'll honor that badge. But if you try to get silly, you want to extort money from us, all right. We're gonna talk with a bat. It's
well,
wild.
That's how people lived back yeah. then. I mean, if there was really a time where it was fair.
Right, exactly.
And we look at it, you know, it's like good guys and bad guys. No, it's bad guys and other bad guys.
Yeah, it's all bad guys.
It's all bad guys all back bad then. Guys. And that's, you know, we're the end of that. Where we are as far as humanity has ever gone. What we are today, September, what is it, 27th or something? And 20, what is it?
25 or 6?
September 25th, 2012. What we are today is the accumulation of era upon era of human error, learning and improving upon that, and society moving forward, technological innovation, conquering different countries. We're at the end of that line. This yep. is like as good as people have ever been, ever. Like right now. The most capable we've ever
That's
been.
That's what we think.
The most information access.
What about all the sand people?
Oh, those motherfuckers.
No, the people that have turned to sand, like the iPhone. What about all the other civilizations?
Oh, the people that got whacked out, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, maybe, yeah, who knows they didn't make were it. The most advanced.
They didn't make it. Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if there's been other civilizations. They keep finding shit. They keep finding
Did you
finding
hear about that
old
that
cities.
Telescope? You ever listen to that dude, a black guy used to work for NASA, Tyson DeGrasse?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Neil Tyson DeGrasse.
Dude, that motherfucker is badass.
I'm going to get him on the podcast. I'm trying to get him on. Going back and forth with him.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I'll give him a foot massage if he comes in.
Whoa, would you really?
Yeah, for sure.
Oil absolutely, or dry?
Absolutely. If he wanted oil, I would do that.
Oil's
I would do
nice.
Some lotion. You know
Oil's
what I mean?
Nice.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, my hands are like pumiced. I'm jerking off of them is like torture. But
I think if there was really advanced societies, it's very unlikely that they reach this level, except for some of the giant stone constructions. That's the only thing that makes you like really step back and go, man, I'm not sure about that.
Or that it was intercontinental, that the same construction existed in different continents. That's crazy. But he was talking, anyway, I was listening to that dude, DeGrasse.
Yeah.
And he was saying that they have a telescope that's like, I don't know if it's 100 or 1,000, what he said times the Hubble telescope was, that they could construct, but it would be $10 billion. And that they just wouldn't fund it. And he said, to put it in perspective, what $10 billion was is what from 1956 or whenever NASA was created, what has been in that program since then has been about that. Or what 1 month in Afghanistan is $10 billion. But they won't fucking make this telescope, which they say they think they could see the origins of fucking time. That you could look back through space and see the origins. But we don't want that. That would upset the apple cart.
Well, why isn't there like a good contract to be made in building that thing? That $10 billion it cost to build that. Wouldn't there be like a company that can profit off of that?
Dude, you got
to
get him on. He would be fascinating as fuck.
That is an amazing thing when you really look at that number, like how much money that is.
And what it is, really. Yeah. I mean, and these guys are talking about, oh, the president, whoever's the naysayer against whatever president is, there's trillions of dollars. What, that doesn't even mean anything to me. You might as well say, we're headphones in debt. Like, okay, like, I don't, like, cool.
When you get to, like, be $13 trillion,
yeah.
It's insurmountable, right?
I mean, we're 1,400,000 ampules in debt. Like, I don't know what any of that shit looks like. Okay.
Yeah, and how does the debt work again? The Federal Reserve is... What is the Federal Reserve? No, nobody understands it. I used to think they understood it until the crash. And then I was like, oh, you guys don't get it either.
I got a bunch of fucking $100 bills, the old school little small head
$100 bills. Something?
Dude, they're all in Louisiana. And then I'm thinking, what is all the old ass money that's around here that's just buried and in mattresses? Like, those are mansions fucking everywhere.
But it's at one point in time, is it worth anything? Like, when your money goes out of print, like if you had some Civil War era money, it's not good anymore.
It's got to be in real good shape if it's good, because I watch Pawn Wars.
Yeah, but even then, someone has to buy it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not like you can go in the bank and go, hey, can you give me $1 million?
Right.
This is my $1 million in 1902. Like, they had totally different money back then.
It's weird that gold still has value in that way, since it's like, since it doesn't back anything anymore, really.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Yeah, what does it mean? Well, it's still good for things, conducting. It's
like
good,
the Anunnaki.
The Anunnaki. It's good as a conductor. It's good to, if you want to have better looking teeth. You could bling them up. You ever thought about rocking a gold
tooth? Yeah, I got this one's fake right here. Yeah. So I was thinking of doing platinum or something right off to the side.
That'd be pretty dope. That'd be kind of pirate, right? Pirate-like.
People are like, oh, your career would be fucked up. I'm like as if looking like Cindy Crawford has ever been my career. Like, being more fucked up looking would be bad. I got a big old pumpkin head and tattoos everywhere.
Your career would be
fucked up. Isn't that hilarious?
People are so funny about what they think will and won't ruin your career. Like, they got it figured out.
I love that line, those that say that tell you how to do it and never did it. Like, there's so much, it's such uncharted territory, the whole thing. If you want to live a different life, then it's like, get up, go to work, fucking go back to your, get married, go to church, all that shit.
Tay, you should go super crazy and get some breast implants.
That's the lady that I'm talking about. She did,
Brian,
that
why
shit.
Would you even say that? That doesn't even, that doesn't even
because
even
if wants,
why would a man want, because
he's
implants?
So attracted to me already.
Yeah, he wants you to be a woman.
That he I wants do. Me to, he
but
wants
he doesn't
to
understand
have a little bit of,
if you had a relationship with Tay, you would be the woman.
No.
You know, yes. The most of my... Are you kidding me, Brian?
No.
We could prove that right now. I don't know who you think's coming through the door to help you.
Well, if you want to show off in front of Joe, but we all know.
Oh, we all know. We all know where your love lies.
That's right.
Yeah, dog.
Tate Fletcher. Follow Tate on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. Tatumus Maximus on Twitter. And if people are in Santa Fe and they want to go to your gym, what's the gym?
Undisputed Fitness.
Undisputed Fitness.
You can find that at undisputedfitness.com or crossfitsantafe.com.
And look for Tate in Fright Night.
Jiu-Jitsu Santa Fe.
Powerful 10 Planet Jiu-Jitsu Santa Fe. I saw Tate in Fright Night. That was a good goddamn movie. That was a good movie.
It was fun, huh?
Fun. Yeah. Good vampire movie. Yeah. It was like, it was a real vampire, not some fucking pussy that can go outside and sparkle.
Yeah, I like that.
It was real.
Dude, but the big thing's coming up, dude, that Arnold Schwarzenegger, they just started doing, for Expendables, they did the trailer.
Yeah.
And it's called The Last Stand. And there's some awesome shit that I did in there.
Oh, yeah?
Just fucking wrecking myself. Like, it's fucking fun, dude.
And that's in the Expendables?
That'll be coming up in January. No. They just did the trailer for Expendables.
Oh, during Expendables.
Yeah.
Oh, what is the name of that movie?
The Last Stand.
Oh, yeah, I heard
it's
about
Arnold
that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's comeback to film deal.
Awesome.
Is it good? Is it fun?
It was fun to do. Who knows what it looks like after they...
Did you hang with him?
Yeah, he was cool as shit, dude. He was funny as... I mean, he's got jokes about Maria. He's like...
Really?
Like, he's in the bus, we're filming the scene, and the phone's supposed to ring, and it's supposed to be the terrorist, like, my boss... is supposed to be calling them, and they're rolling, and I don't know, dude, when, like, the way I look at it, like, I'm nobody, and like, when they're, like, to have a shot fucked up because of you, I'd be, like, mortified, you know?
Right.
He's there, and they're rolling, they got it going, and everything's going good, and da-da-da-da-da, and the phone rings, and he's like, hello? And he says, Maria, I told you to never call me here. And, like, right in front of production, he's funny, man.
Wow.
He's a funny
dude. So he sends
the
tension.
Super cool, laid back, just sets everybody at ease. He eats in the cafeteria with, like, he's just a fucking cool guy, man.
Well, he's just banging housekeepers and maids and shit on the regular.
I heard he was getting back together with...
really?
That's what I heard. I don't know. But he's super kind, man. I don't have a bad thing to say about that dude.
He's an interesting cat, that's for sure.
And all his people were super cool, man.
Really?
Yeah, everybody was dope around him.
Like, they're always depleted of sperm. They're constantly just coming.
That?
Coming all the time. All the time I'm coming. Coming.
I thought about, what do you call him? Like Mr. Schwarzenegger, Arnold, the governor? Like, because most people that are in office, like, they're the governor or the president forever, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, fuck that. Anybody can be the governor. Arnold is like, that's a whole establishment unto itself, man. That is a boss.
He's a brand. Oh, certainly a brand.
Huge.
All right. Tomorrow we got Ian Edwards, ladies and gentlemen. Woo-hoo. Very funny comic from New York who's now living here in Los Angeles. He will be with us tomorrow. And again, this weekend, I'm with Duncan Trussell. Joey Diaz is a no-show.
No.
Some new thing came up that he had to do, so he can't make it.
What the fuck, cocksucker?
Hey, you can find him, Mad Flavor. Contact him. I told Joe Rogan I wasn't doing that fucking gig. This weekend, Raleigh, North Carolina, Friday night, we're at Memorial Hall, and Saturday night, we're at in Asheville at the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium, and I keep hearing that Asheville is the shit.
Really?
I hear it's awesome. So fucking beautiful. Yeah. Have you been up there?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's supposed to be unbelievable. Yeah. It's up in the mountains. It's supposed to be just gorgeous as shit. Yeah, people go there, and they go, I gotta live here. So we'll see. We'll see.
I might come there. I got a bunch of friends there right now. They're doing Iron Man 3 out there.
Powerful Iron Man 3.
That's the hat I'm wearing right now, maybe.
Is it?
Yeah,
maybe it is. All right, listen. Thanks, thanks everybody, for tuning in. Thanks to Ting for being a sponsor of this podcast. And you can go to rogan.ting.com, pick out any one of those delicious, super fucking cool smartphones, and going through that link will save you 50%. Or what? $5? What is it? $50? $50.
$50.
See, don't listen to me. 50%. Imagine if that was the deal.
There's a 5. It's not the deal.
50% off.
I knew there was a 5. So anyway, go to rogan.ting.com. You will get $50 off. That's exactly what it is. I shouldn't be allowed to do these freestyle. They should tell me something to say. Ting, again, has no contracts. All of it is explained at ting.com, but it's an excellent service, and it goes through Sprint. So go there, check it out, use that link, and you can cancel anytime. It's not like anything else. It's a sweet deal. Also, we're sponsored by Onnit.com, O-N-N-I-T, makers of Alpha Brain, Shroom Tech Sport, Shroom Tech Immune. Get yourself some hemp protein, Sun kettlebells, both the ones we have available now and the super secret ones. Battle ropes, son. Get yourself some battle ropes. Use the code name Rogan. Save 10% off any and all supplements. And go to deskquad.tv if you want to pick up one of these dope-ass kitty cat t-shirts. They were all over the place in Toronto.
You see a lot of them?
I saw a ton of them. Those and the old school ones. And that goes to support Brian's Death Squad podcast network, which is also named Death Squad, which is on iTunes, which is the only place to get the Ice House Chronicles. All right, you fucking freaks. Thanks to everybody for tuning into the podcast. Thanks to everybody who came out to Toronto this past weekend. It was fucking bananas. Had a great time. Thanks to Sam Tripoli for hooking it up, as well as Ari Shaffir. Ari's new CD comes out today, ladies and gentlemen.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And, if
check
you,
out the CD cover of that. Have you seen
if
that?
If you go, put it up. If you go to Ari Shaffir, S-H-A-F-F-I-R, on Twitter, unknown code, it says. Come on, you know what I'm talking about, Twitter. Why are you trying to pretend? I'm going blind. I can't even read what I'm writing on Twitter. If you go to Ari's website, it'll show you how to get it. You can get it from his website, which is arithegreat.com. Or
check that out. That's so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Revenge
for
the Holocaust. He's a big Jew spider going after
Hitler. I hope he doesn't hurt him.
What, the Jew spider?
Yeah. All
right, good night. Shut it off. You're sicking me.